looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome Shasta College with the latest on what's happening out there and the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday with Carl and Linda Bott. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the program. We're live, we're national. It is Friday night, so we get to let our hair down, even me. And the phone number, of course, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. I'm going to be getting to your calls in a little bit. Open phones across America, the last couple of segments of every hour of this program. Happy to chat with you. And the news. So, Donaldus Magnus, convicted felon, El Trompito, the 45th and 47th president of the United States. Well, he's been found guilty, and the sentence that was imposed, lawfully discharged. How about that? Right? Isn't that something? This was the situation in court today. Judge Merchan, what did Judge Merchan say? He had a lot to say. But I'll give you a little bit of cut number four here. Judge Merchan says that he's never been in this unique predicament. You know why? Because you never went after somebody the way you went after Trump, moron. Anyway, listen to the judge.
Never before has this court been presented with such a unique and remarkable set of circumstances. Indeed, it can be viewed fairly that this has been a truly extraordinary case. There was unprecedented media attention, public interest, and heightened security involving various agencies. And yet, the trial was a bit of a paradox because once the courtroom doors were closed, the trial itself was no more special, unique, or extraordinary than the other 32 criminal trials that took place in this courthouse at the same exact time.
Blah, 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 blah. He went on pontificating, I don't know, 6-7 minutes to end up that the only possible way, I got the transcript right here. I just don't want to play all of this for you because it's just too much. You'll fall asleep. It's nighttime. It's 9 o'clock. You have it? Oh, yeah. Got it. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. Folks, Count Dalacula is on top of things. He is in my ear. After careful analysis and obedience, to the governing mandates. Let me catch my place here. All right, let's listen to this. I think we got it.
After careful analysis and obedience to governing mandates and pursuant to the rule of law, this court has determined that the only lawful sentence that permits entry of a judgment of conviction without encroaching upon the highest office in the land is an unconditional discharge, which the New York State Legislature has determined is a lawful and permissible sentence for the crime of falsifying business records in the first degree. Therefore, at this time, I impose that sentence to cover all 34 counts. Sir, I wish you Godspeed as you assume your second term in office.
Look at that. Judge Mershon, again, to use his words, I got the transcript right in front of me, and he said so much. I just wanted to bring you the juicy part, and this is it right here. Highest office in the land is an unconditional discharge, which the New York State Legislature has determined is a lawful and permissible sentence for the crime of falsifying business records in the first degree, which he was found guilty of 34 times. And he was unlawfully discharged on all of those. What that means, I don't know. But we're going to find out. I'm going to get somebody from Alvin Bragg's office, the New York City Prosecutor's office. I'm going to get someone from that office to join us, or a former member of that office to join us in just a few minutes, because I want to get to the bottom of this. But that's what's going on there. Then I want to shift gears real quick to Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is at it again. He's on a video call with the White House, and he's telling Joe Biden, listen, yeah, my state's burning to smithereens, but you know what? The biggest problem we have is what politicians are saying in the media. And this guy's panties are in such a twist right now. Listen to this.
I ask you, we've got to deal with this misinformation. There are hurricane force winds of mis and disinformation lies.
Hang on a second. Hurricane force winds of misinformation. This guy is such a, I don't know if I could say horse's ass on the radio, but he really is one of those. What a pendejo. Hurricane force winds. How about the hurricane force winds that are pushing the fire from one building to the next, and the crazy Californians that are setting fires in addition to the fire that's going on? This guy's got so many problems on his hands. Yeah, the locals will take care of it. Meanwhile, the locals are pointing to the left, pointing to the right. Nah, I got no water. Oh, it's the water lady's fault. Oh, it's the mayor's fault. Oh, it's the governor's fault. Well, they didn't have electricity. It's not because of the water. Everybody's got a story. This is an absolute disaster. Go ahead.
And we're going to have to address that as well. And it breaks my heart as people are suffering and struggling that we're up against those hurricane forces as well. And that's just a point of personal privilege that I share that with you, because it infects real people that are out there, people I meet every single day, people the mayor's been meeting with, and they're having conversations that are not the typical conversations you'd have at this time. And you wonder where this stuff comes from. And it's very damaging as well. But we're here to get the job done.
They're there to get the job done. Well, listen, I think this guy's a clown. And I'm glad that Trump called on him today and said these people should be, him in particular, he said this man should resign. Super happy to hear that, because he should be. Because, come on, this guy's an absolute clown, right? And I got a clip of Ron DeSantis kind of responding to this and how the media is treating it, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But right now, I want to talk about these fire chiefs, right? Because there's apparently a lot of chiefs. Too many chiefs, not enough Indians, right? Seems like a fair thing to say. But look at this. This is just something I saw on social media briefly. I started reading it, and I said, oh, my gosh, I got to get into this. I wish I had a little clip for you, but I'll set the stage for you. There's three people in charge of Los Angeles fire response. I'm reading this verbatim. All three of them are lesbians named Kristen. That's not exactly right. A couple of them are named Christina. Christina Crowley, first LGBTQ fire chief of the LAFD. Her salary, by the way, $439,722. I think that might be a little bit more than Joe Biden makes. Then we have, same spelling, Christina with a K, Christina Kepner, first lesbian assistant chief of LAFD. Her salary, $264,468. Not bad. Then we have Christine, with a K, Larson, first black lesbian equity bureau chief of the LAFD. And I saw a video with her in it, and she said, people come at me and say things like, you know, if my husband gets caught in a fire, I want to make sure that, you know, you're able to carry him out of a burning building. And you know what she said on tape? I think it was a recruitment video. She said, I'll get the audio to this because I saw it somewhere and I can get it. Oh, you do? Listen to this insanity.
Is she strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
He got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire? Yeah, that's exactly why we call the fire department. I don't call the fire department because things are going well. I call the fire department because my house is ablaze. These people are so out of touch. They're out of control.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electrician.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew it was going to be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what the difference between me and you is? You're going to die.
Don't shoot if we need him.
Y'all need a pilot?
Flight Risk. Rated R.
Sponsored by Lionsgate. Lionsgate.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back, familia. We continue our conversation. Of course, El Trompito not very happy about this, saying it's a disgrace what has happened in New York City with this verdict, even though, you know, it wasn't a really big deal. A lot of memes are going around social media saying Trump was sentenced to another 4 years in the White House. Kudos. But the reality is there was still, in my opinion, a miscarriage of justice here because of the way that lawfare was allowed to continue, even if you try to sweep it under the rug. And again, that's how I'm seeing it. Perhaps I'm seeing it the wrong way. That's why I want to bring in an expert here. He's a former assistant district attorney in Manhattan, the same office that Alvin Bragg runs today. He's a constitutional and civil rights lawyer as well. Amir Benno is with us. Amir, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here, Rich. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's
my
pleasure.
Dog's excited to hear you as well. You hear it barking. I'm sorry.
We got a new fan in the doggy. Yeah. Well, check this out, Amir. I want you to listen to a clip of Trump's attorney. I want you to hear his opinion of what happened in court, and then I want to get your take, having been a prosecutor. Check this out.
It's a sad day for President Trump and his family and friends, but it's also, in counsel's view, a sad day for this country because this was a case, without a doubt, that was brought by a district attorney who promised that he would go after President Trump if elected and felt like he had to go through with that promise. And so that's sad. And I hope, and I know that President Trump shares this view, that this will never happen again in this country. And so we certainly understand where we are today. We very much intend on pursuing an appeal of this verdict and what happened during this investigation. And we certainly believe that the only appropriate sentence, if one's to be imposed at all, which we very much believe it shouldn't be, and that the case should be dismissed, is a sentence of an unconditional discharge.
That is Todd Blanche, President Trump's attorney. Now, Amir Benno, former assistant district attorney in the Manhattan prosecutor's office. What is your thought? Do you agree with Mr. Blanche? What are your thoughts of the decision? What do you think of the judge? Do you think the Supreme Court should have taken this yesterday? And did this go too far? What say you?
Well, I think Todd Blanche is correct on this. I mean, the case should have been dismissed. And I do think the Supreme Court should have taken it. First of all, let's start with where we're at. So Donald Trump is sentenced. This was supposed to be the crime of the century, the crime of our lifetimes. To somebody who stole, according to Alvin Bragg, and I was at that office, but not under Alvin Bragg. I was there under Robert Morgan 5 years ago. Much different office than Bragg. And by the way, that office, even under Bragg, this case, Bragg didn't want to go forward with this case at first. And his predecessor, Cy Vance, didn't want to go forward with this case. And the Southern District Federal Prosecutors, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District, which has jurisdiction over Manhattan, didn't want to go forward with this case. Nobody who's looked at this case fairly and honestly has thought that there was a case, because there is no case. And so that's the reason why it shouldn't have gone forward. And, look, he's sentenced now, which at this crime of the century, and Alvin Bragg saying that essentially the theory of the case was that Donald Trump defrauded the American public and to steal the highest office essentially in the world.
And he did all that with $130,000, right?
Right, exactly. Sure. I mean, it's so ridiculous, and we can laugh about it if it wasn't so actually serious. Because if somebody wants to go after you, this is Lavrenti Beria. This is Stalin's head of what was, the predecessor to the KGB saying, you show me the man, I will find you the crime. They had a bee in their bonnet about Donald Trump, and they were going to get him. And so they concocted something out of whole cloth. And what do? They found a misdemeanor. He records in his ledger that this non-disclosure agreement payment, which is completely legal, And people have any number of reasons for why they would do that, economic reasons for not wanting to have to incur, the litigation costs, et cetera. So they agree to settle a case and, in exchange for which, the parties give a full release and a confidentiality agreement. His lawyer, Michael Cohen at the time, is the one who makes the payment. So he logs it, or actually somebody, one of his subordinates, a secretary, logs this in his ledger as a payment to a lawyer, which is what it was. But Alvin Bragg decides that that's deceptive in some way and says, well, I want to prosecute you. The problem is, it's a misdemeanor at best, if it's even a crime. And the misdemeanor statute is only a couple of years and it's long past. And so, well, what can Alvin Bragg do? Well, you got to make it into a felony in order to get a longer statute of limitations and be able to prosecute it. Well, it just so happens in New York, in order to make it a felony, you have to have committed that misdemeanor to conceal another crime. And so Alvin Bragg comes up with this novel idea. This is, again, the one that's been rejected by all these other DA's offices and U.S. attorney's offices. Well, we're going to use a federal crime as the predicate, the underlying crime. And never been done before. A lot of people think that you can't do it, but he does it anyway. And
the crime that the feds passed on, just to be clear.
Yeah, exactly right. The crime that the feds, and it doesn't even make any sense, because one of them was, a federal election crime, where it's you didn't record, or you essentially deceptively wrote on your disclosures when you campaigned that this was a campaign expense when you tried to conceal it. It was something else. But nobody could take a non-disclosure agreement for a perfectly private thing, which is what this was, and put that onto a federal election, campaign disclosure. Had you done it, they would have said that he was improperly using campaign funds for private purposes. So essentially they had him checkmated. It didn't matter what he did, if he had written it or if he hadn't written it, they were going to find a way to prosecute him. And then when they had that crime, they introduced into evidence all sorts of testimony and evidence, tweets that he did when he was president, testimony from his aides, things of that nature that were from his office of the president, which the Supreme Court has said is not only immune itself from being the basis of a criminal prosecution, but can't even come into evidence to support a prosecution for any other kind of offense. So it's completely inadmissible, but yet the judge allowed it in. And then when Donald Trump wanted to speak about this, placed Donald Trump on with a gag order, multiple gag orders. But what he didn't gag is he didn't gag Michael Cohen. He didn't gag Stormy Daniels. He didn't gag Alvin Bragg from getting out there and saying their side to the public about what this case was. So you essentially had Donald Trump on risk of being held in contempt and being jailed, not being able to counterpunch what the other side was saying. And then you've got, of course, the judge who's...
Right. And I just want to say, real quick, Amir, because I think that's wrong on a couple of levels, right? It's wrong because he can't effectively run for president, and it's wrong because he can't effectively defend himself. I want to pause right there, if you don't mind. We're going to come right back, folks, with Amir Benno. That's Amir with two E's and two N's in Benno, former assistant district attorney in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, constitutional and civil rights lawyer. Great guy. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Our guest, Amir Benno, me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Future.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
Mr. Call Screener, who is a budding radio star, by the way. Richie Valdez is terrific.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
After careful analysis and obedience to governing mandates, and pursuant to the rule of law, this court has determined that the only lawful sentence that permits entry of a judgment of conviction without encroaching upon the highest office in the land is an unconditional discharge, which the New York State Legislature has determined is a lawful and permissible sentence for the crime of falsifying business records in the first degree. Therefore, at this time, I impose that sentence to cover all 34 counts. Sir, I wish you Godspeed as you assume your second term in office.
That, of course, the sentence from Judge Juan Merchan, and a lot of people are upset about it, not the least of which is our guest, Amir Benno. Amir Benno was a prosecutor, a assistant district attorney in the Manhattan Prosecutor's Office. He's since gone on to do amazing things as a trial lawyer, focusing on civil rights and constitutional law. Amir Benno, I had to pause you before because of a break, but you were telling us about how Trump was gagged, wasn't able to defend himself, and now he's stuck with this unconditional discharge. And if you can, explain to us what that means as well.
Right. Well, the unconditional discharge, you know, you never see it. You never see it in any criminal case. You know, it's a sentence that essentially says that there's no limitations on you. Usually there's a conditional discharge on very low level offenses. And the conditions being you got to stay out of trouble. You can't consort with other criminals, that sort of thing. Maybe you have to go do some community service. Nothing here. Unconditional means no conditions. And so for all this and all this taxpayer money and all this time and that was spent, when there's real crime, there's you know, tragic things happening in the subways in Manhattan where you know, people being lit ablaze by all sorts of malevolent people there, and they're going after somebody for a bookkeeping ledger entry that isn't even false. And the other thing I was going to mention, Rich, which is you know, you see Jamie Raskin talking about recently, oh, you know, Sam Alito needs to recuse himself for from all sorts of different things. because there's an appearance of impropriety. Well, where was Jamie Raskin when we had Judge Mershon, whose daughter is, you know, Judge Mershon himself is donating to Donald Trump's opponents, but his daughter is working for Kamala Harris and also, you know, an agency that does work for them and advocates for them. But where was the argument that he should have recused himself because of the appearance of impropriety, which actually existed in that case? So he should have recused himself, but he didn't. This is the same thing which happened in Georgia, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But at least she got in a little bit of trouble. They asked her some questions. She was embarrassed. This guy doesn't seem to be embarrassed at all. And the folks in the New York State Bar, they go after Rudy Giuliani, of all people, America's mayor. But this guy seems to get a pass. How does that work, and how do you fix that?
Well, let me explain why that it works that way, because and it touches on what you talked about earlier. This is not something I think that the American public, even the Democrats, you know, writ large in America want or support this conviction of Donald Trump, this prosecution. This is something that the far left, population who live in Manhattan, New York County, where this judge sits, where Alvin Bragg, that's his entire jurisdiction, is just this island of Manhattan, and one of 62 counties in New York, they are pandering to their constituents. Because, you know, Judge Mershon is an elected official as well. And so he's got to run. Alvin Bragg's got to run. And so it doesn't much matter, you know, people may hate this in California. Maybe they don't. They may hate it, you know, in the Midwest. But in Manhattan, they eat this stuff up, and that's why these guys are doing it. And it's terrible because, you know, they say, if you ever look at the images of Lady Justice wearing a blindfold, the idea is you're not supposed to look at people's faces. You're not supposed to identify them and say, I'm going to give somebody harsher punishment or less punishment because of who they are or what they look like or what their stature is. But that's exactly what they did here. They went after somebody because of their political ideology and their political position that they held and the positions that they took. Having nothing to do with the criminal law whatsoever. They concocted an offense in order to sideline somebody and to manipulate the election process. And here's the problem that Donald Trump may face now. Yeah, it's a slap on the wrist. It's less than a slap on the wrist. So now he can officially, if it was anybody else, appeal. But Article 2 of the Constitution says that there's one president. There's one the executive branch is one person. It's the president.
Right.
And all the other powers are delegated to his subordinates or her subordinates. But you cannot prosecute the president because doing so, you're prosecuting the presidency. And that goes for state and federal. That's why Jack Smith had to drop his cases. And so there can't be any criminal prosecution at any stage of a criminal prosecution against the president. And that includes an appeal. And so Donald Trump can, and he should, and he would win if he was. They will hear his appeal because of all the issues that I outlined.
He's got 9 days. He can do.
He's got a limited amount of time to file the notice. Yeah, right. Well, they're not going to hear this appeal before he gets inaugurated. And so what's going to happen is he's going to get inaugurated. He's going to take the Oval Office, and I guarantee you, Alvin Bragg's office, which is going to be on the other side of this appeal, and the judges who sit in the appellate courts in New York who are for the most part, all Democrats are going to say, sorry, we can't hear this. We're divested of jurisdiction because the Constitution forbids us from taking any step in a criminal prosecution, including an appeal, in against the president. And so they're going to hold this conviction over Donald Trump for the 4 years that he's in office. And that is precisely what Judge Mershon wanted to do. Because even if they win on appeal, what would happen is they would just – eliminate the conviction, but it would go back down to where Donald Trump was before he went to trial. He would be back to square one. It wouldn't necessarily dismiss the case. And they can't prosecute Donald Trump because he's a president. So the thing that Mershon should have done is dismiss the case. And had the Supreme Court taken this, and they were, you know, they needed one more vote. And so Amy Coney Barrett and Chief Justice Roberts sided with the liberal wing of the court and said no. Had they taken it, I think this is what they would have said. They would have said, we're going to hold a stay of this sentencing. And this case should have been dismissed. And so I think that's what's going to happen, unfortunately.
Now, Amir, let me ask you. Yesterday, I look at this through my eyes, right? I'm a guy that I watch the news. I talk about politics. I served the state government for a little while. I understand a few things, but I'm not you, right? I was not an assistant district attorney in New York City, and I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I look at this, and to me, it seems like that should have been the choice made yesterday. Coney Barrett, Justice Coney Barrett, and Justice Chief Justice Roberts, they made the decision that, well, he can go on ahead and appeal. You just explained to me, quite eloquently, that it's a catch-22, right? He can't. So did they not know this? Did they skip that class at your law school?
You know what? I think this is what they call sui generis. This is like a first thing that is never really – first of all, when it comes to Chief Justice Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, I think that their conservative bona fides are to be questioned in many respects. And so I don't know whether it's a deliberate choice or whether they had some other reason and they just wanted this to be – they thought this should be dealt with on the merits whenever that merits briefing should happen, 4 years from now maybe. But you know, this – the fact of the matter is, this has never happened before, and so they're making.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we could say it never happened before, or we could say, no, I stand by my decision, Coney Barrett and Robertson. Yeah, when he's done, he can go and appeal, right at the end of his 4 years. But that does hamstring him being this criminally convicted president, or does it not? Is it just a stain that would be annoying?
I don't think it hamstrings him, you know, having this. It is a stain, and it's a, you know, it's a blight. Nobody wants that. I don't blame him for not wanting to have a felony conviction. But nobody would want it. And so, but will it have any sort of consequential effect on his abilities to be the president or to, you know, live his life? No, it's not going to affect him. I mean, certainly there are certain things that a felony conviction might impact your ability to do. I don't know the laws in Florida and whether they'll allow him to vote or whether he can get himself a certificate of relief from civil disabilities is what they call it. But, you know, whether you can possess a firearm, I mean, it's crazy. It's like looking through the looking glass here. Like the president of the United States, the commander in chief of the armed forces cannot, because he's has a felony conviction, serve in the armed forces. I mean, you know, unless he's given some sort of a waiver. I mean, it's so upside down and backwards. But ultimately, there's really not going to be an effect on his life. And that's what this whole thing is, just so silly. It's like all of this effort that they went into to pursue this criminal prosecution against this man on a make-believe crime, for what? It was all for naught. It was all for naught.
Now, Amir,
and it should have been. I mean, it should never have been brought in the first place.
I agree with that 100%. If I had to guess, if you were donning a black robe and you were a justice of the United States Supreme Court, I'm guessing that you likely would have sided with Alito and Clarence Thomas. However, I don't want to indict Coney Barrett and Chief Justice Roberts the way I indict Judge Mershon, because to me, I think that, you know, I read the opinion, and there was, you know, they're making this case. Now, like you're saying, it might have been the first of its kind, and maybe they're saying he can do it later, and if he's not going to affect his life, then, hey, you know, that's how it works. But if all that being said, do you think that, your opinion, because, again, you know this stuff, I don't know this stuff, I'm on the outside looking in, do you believe that this was appropriate? Do you think that they made the right decision based on their logic, or does it seem like a smokescreen? Or an easy way out?
Well, I think it seems like an easy way out. And I think that, you know, Chief Justice Roberts, you know, very well known, does not like to inject the court into in the politics of the day, right? So, in very preserve the institution of the court and the judiciary, and don't meddle in political questions. And I think Justice Barrett is that way as well. So I don't think it's a smokescreen. I think that they have true convictions, but I do think the reasons that it should have been dismissed is because, you know, what I was talking about before, where you can't prosecute the president at any stage. Really, there's three reasons for it. One is, if you can't incarcerate the president, because how can they do their job if they're locked up? Well, Judge Mershon took that off the table, and that's why Judge Mershon said the only sentence that he could impose, that's, you played the soundbite before, was a
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy. That's HIMSS.com/joy for your free online visit.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Getting to your calls momentarily. Again, the number 833-482-5337. I always forget the number, by the way. Just a little trivia. 833-4-VALDEZ. And I mentioned earlier something that I wanted to share because I was criticizing Gavin Newsom for having the second largest city in America, probably the largest city in his state for sure, burning to a crisp. And I don't mean to be insensitive. I feel badly about that. But I feel even worse that these people, this is their leader. And this man is here crying to Joe Biden about we've got to make sure he wants the president to use the power of the government to silence misinformation. Like, it's wrong on every level. Shut up and do your job, sir. You know, I like to think of, my brothers were cops. I volunteered with the police department in my town as a reserve cop for a little while, a couple of years. And I never went through anything like my brothers who served in the NYPD. But I can tell you, that's not an easy job. Right, it's a job where people give you a hard time, they insult you, sometimes they assault you, and they do it. They do the job. This man is the governor. He's the epitome of public servants, right? The office, at least. And he's sitting here crying about people criticizing him. Misinformation? What do you care, sir? That's the game you signed up for. You're a politician. That's how that works. I mean, this is so thin-skinned, I'm trying to find a good word that won't get me in trouble. What a wuss this guy is. What a wuss. I can't think of a cleaner way to say that. But, man, really disappointing. Really disappointing. And to think the Democrats might have considered this guy. Let me tell you, they were better off with Kamala Harris. This guy, I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. But, anyway, after all that, Governor Ron DeSantis was calling out the media. Now, I don't want to belabor this too much, but I've got a quick clip of Governor Ron DeSantis. He was at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, and he pretty much put the media in check, saying, look, you guys would be calling out Gavin Newsom if he were a Republican. But since he's not, you're not. Check this out.
Is it
appropriate for people in your industry to try to create division and to try to create narratives anytime these things happen? Now, you're not as interested in doing that because Newsom is a D. If Newsom was a Republican, you guys would go try that. You would have him nailed to the wall for what they're doing over there. And I know we've dealt with it. We just assume in Florida anytime something happens, it's going to be politicized by the media. So you guys sitting in judgment of Donald Trump, I mean, excuse me, I think your track record of politicizing these things is very, very bad.
Yeah, I think he's spot on with that. I mean, 100% right. If this were a different way, they'd be doing it differently. And I'm glad he called them out. Good on Governor DeSantis. Anyway, your calls. We've got Jim in Lusby, Maryland. We're going to get to you momentarily. I have to take a pause right here. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Today, you're going to rob that place. Now I'm going to do it with you.
And the top goes, gangster.
Get your tickets.
It's not about the money. It's about the challenge.
To the best heist movie in years.
You feeling it? I'm feeling it.
Den of Thieves 2, rated R, now playing only in theaters.
Sponsored by Lionsgate.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
If you want me, come and get me!
Barbasol Limited Edition Cans, in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, only in theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew you were
going to
be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what's the difference between me and you? You're going to die.
Don't shoot if we need him.
Y'all need a pilot.
Flight Risk. Rated R.
Sponsored by Lionsgate. Lionsgate.
Open phones. Let's go to Jim, Lusby, Maryland, WMAL in the building. Go for it, Jim, quickly.
Yeah, Rich, real quick, thank you. Welcome to D.C., by the way.
Thank you, sir.
You are on the powerhouse station, WMAL. I've enjoyed listening to you on there when you substitute for some of our other hosts. But my question deals with the sentencing of Donald Trump. Canada
and him being a felon, right? Will he be allowed to go to Canada if they don't accept felons? You know, I don't know, but I'm guessing he'll figure out a way, right? I guess if you're the president, you could still pull things off. Jim, sorry to cut you off. The music means we got to go. I appreciate your kind words. Folks, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Some Los Angeles area residents have begun returning to their still smoldering neighborhoods to search for memories, even as the threat of new fires persist. For many, it's been a first look at the staggering reality of what was lost. Southern California faces a gargantuan challenge of overcoming the disaster and rebuilding. The blazes have killed at least 11 people, obliterated neighborhoods, and left the nation's second largest city on edge. Firefighters were making gains earlier today, but new flare-ups continued to pop up. Winds were also forecast to strengthen over the coming days, adding to the concerns. Governor Gavin Newsom said he wanted answers from officials over the loss of water supply and pressure. Correspondent Haya Panjwami reports on the Oval Office briefing about the wildfires.
The fires have so far obliterated entire neighborhoods and set the nation's second largest city on edge. Federal and state officials, including the president and vice president, spoke in the Oval Office about recovery efforts. President Joe Biden announced a plan for FEMA to provide $750 to survivors.
Survivors so they can quickly purchase critical items like water, formula, gasoline, and prescription drugs.
Biden also addressed looting during the wildfires and said he deployed police and the National Guard to improve security in areas affected by the wildfires. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at townhall.com, the New Orleans Police Department releasing body cam footage, recovering and capturing the deadly confrontation that ended the Bourbon Street terror attack. New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says the attacker shot at police. Police fired back, killing him.
All officers are faced with shoot, don't shoot. And this was clearly within the law and clearly, solidly within a policy.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold a law that would ban TikTok in the United States beginning January 19th, unless the social media program is sold. More at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have
to... Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's Equity Protect.
More trouble in the Baltic Sea.
An oil tanker believed to be part of Russia's efforts to evade international sanctions went adrift and had to be towed ashore by a German tugboat. Germany's Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock is calling the incident a danger to security and tourism in the Baltic Sea. The Panamanian-flagged Aventia was believed to be carrying 99,000 tons of oil from Russia en route to Egypt when it went adrift for several hours north of the German island of Rügen. The Bremen fighter tugboat was deployed to pull the ship to a harbor, and there was no immediate danger to the environment. Keith Peters reporting.
Supreme Court agreed to consider some reinstating preventative care coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act that were struck down by a lower court. The case came before the High Court after the 5th U.S. District Court of Appeals sided with employers who argued they couldn't be forced to provide full insurance coverage for things like medication to prevent HIV and some cancer screenings. This is townhall.com. Consumers are about to get even more viewing choices.
Disney's Hulu Plus Live TV and sports streaming service Fubo are combining in a deal that will also see the settlement of a lawsuit against the creation of Venue Sports. The combined company, which Disney will have a 70% stake in, will operate under Fubo's publicly traded company name and be led by Fubo's existing management team. Fubo and Hulu Plus Live TV have a combined 6.2 million North American subscribers. John Scott reporting.
The IRS announcing January 27th as the official start date to the 2025 tax season, expecting more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th tax deadline. The tax collection said it's expanding a program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the agency for free. submitting their returns to the government directly without using commercial tax preparation software. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live, we are national, and I'm extremely happy to be here. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to be with you guys live in so many different parts of this country. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And, of course, here at America at Night with me, Rich Valdez, we talk about what's going on. I call some of my friends. You know, I was a talk radio producer for a long time and a local host in New York City. So over the years, you meet people, you know people. And I try to run this show where I kind of call on some of the people I've met and I know and get the inside scoop and have that conversation with you all together collectively, a late-night national town hall conversation with America. And I want you to join us. 833-482-5337 is the phone number, 833-4-VALDEZ. Now, a couple of headlines. Trump was sentenced in the notorious hush money case. No prison, no probation, no conditions. Judge Mershon held him to the guilty standard, did not drop the case. The Supreme Court also did not intervene, and this is the outcome. And we had a really robust conversation with Amir Benno in the first hour of the show. And that is something that I recommend. If you did not hear it, you should go to richvaldez.com and listen to the replay. It'll probably be up in about 2.5 hours or so. And I highly recommend that just because it was a great conversation. I did most of the listening. He knows a lot. He worked in that office under a different Manhattan district attorney, and he gave us the inside scoop. So anyway, that's that. Then there's controversy unfolding in Los Angeles amidst all the drama that's going on. You got Gavin Newsom going to the White House complaining to Joe El Baboso Biden, saying things like, we've got to stop the information. It's hurricane force winds, the level of disinformation that's out there. I say the crap that comes flying out of his mouth is like hurricane force winds. That guy is a clown, he's a fake, he's a phony, he's a fraud, in the words of the immortal Bob Grant, and I really can't stand the guy. I'm happy to interview him and be respectful, because maybe, you know, I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but from what I can see, he lacks much to be desired. Anyway, so Newsom says it's misinformation. Meanwhile, you've got real serious problems, right? There are serious problems that are going on. There's fire hydrants that didn't work. Then you've got the water people saying, well, you know, we couldn't get the water there in time because we didn't have water. They're blaming the governor for trying to protect the fish and closing down the dam. And now they're saying we didn't have electricity, so that's why we didn't get the water. The firemen are doing the best they can. I seen a video of firemen trying to put out water with women's pocketbooks filled with water, rushing over to a fire. I mean, these are heroes, and we're not helping them. Well, the woman in charge of that, she's one of the Christens. And earlier I said they were called Christina. No, I'm wrong. It's Christine and two Christens, all spelled with a K. And she said, she is the deputy fire chief in Los Angeles, that she was failed by the administration. So everybody's pointing fingers at each other. I'm going to get into that right after the bottom of the hour because I want you to hear some of that audio that we have. But I also like to dedicate a good portion of the show to taking your calls from all over the country, Midwest, Northeast, Southeast, all as far out as Alaska and Hawaii. In Hawaii, we're on in Hawaii, and it's like drive time over there. So aloha, everybody, on your way home from work. And I love doing that. And part of why I love talking to everybody all across the country is something that Larry King once said. He started this show a long time ago, and Jim Bohannon, the late, great Jim Bohannon, took the mantle from him for three decades. And in the last 46 years, this show has had three hosts, and I'm the third one. I mean, what an honor. And Larry King talked about the importance of Open Phone America and taking calls from listeners all over the place and the impact that it had. And while Larry and I didn't have, you know, anything in common politically, I think we had this in common. Listen to this.
After the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, you're kind of at the heartbeat of America. And you sit there in this radio studio and suddenly you hear voices. Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Yeah, it is a conglomeration of America all in one room, in my headphones, in my studio. So I love that, and I want to take a moment to acknowledge some of our callers that are patiently waiting, and I really appreciate that. 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Wayne. He's in Joplin, Missouri. KZRG. Wayne, go for it.
We've got 3 points. Number one, Marshawn needs to be disbarred. What he did was kangaroo court. Number two, I just moved back up to the Midwest from Northwest Florida. Governor DeSantis was spot on, and we need more governors like him. He is awesome.
Yeah.
Number three, any state, local, or federal agency that has had anything to do with transportation or housing of the illegals coming up from the border needs to be charged with human trafficking and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Man, I'd love to see that happen. I'd love to see it start with Joe Biden. But we have this whole presidential immunity. We have this whole qualified immunity for congressional members, for people that are serving in a public capacity. Anybody that's working on behalf of the government or the public good, they get a pass. You can't really go after them because they say that this is what they're doing in the commission of their job. And Trump just actually won that court case in the Supreme Court. So I doubt we're going to get there, but listen, I'm with you. And I think the way that they need to address that is to say, look, moving forward, we realize this is a huge mistake. There's a lot of slave labor here. There's a lot of sex trafficking here. Kamala Harris, who I like to call Kamala Harris, and Joe El Baboso Biden have been running the largest human smuggling operation that we've ever seen in United States history, being paid for by the American taxpayer. They are transnational criminals, in my opinion, but I don't think they would be considered that in a court of law. And that's why I think we need to put them on notice and say, look, we're not doing that anymore. And moving forward, you know, your immunity only goes, oh, but so far. And maybe there needs to be some limitations on that, because I think they're famous for saying nobody's above the law, but they want to put Trump in jail for 400 years or whatever they were suggesting originally on those four cases. for a ledger entry, a misdemeanor, if that, which was passed over by multiple agencies, yet you've got an actual transnational criminal enterprise, Alejandro Mayorkas, this woman, Kay Malaeris, Joe El Baboso Biden. These people are ruining lives and bringing in murderers, people that are raping, that are killing. It's absolutely disgusting. It's a travesty what's going on, and they get a pass. And that is unfortunate. And this is why we have to do better, and we have to know what we're doing, because right, the way the system is set up now, it's rigged for them to continue doing what they're doing. I'm glad Trump's there. I'm looking forward and grateful for him rooting out the people in the swamp. But we need actual reform where people that if you get the wrong person in that job, like we did this time, that we can do something about it. Because clearly it didn't happen in the last 4 years. Wayne in Joplin, Missouri, KZRG in the building. Thank you for your call. Let me see. One more. I'll do one more here. Robert, Charleston, South Carolina, very quickly, WTN.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So this new dose is, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green?
Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
The new year is here. Time for change. Start a recession-resistant new career in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, and AI with My Computer Career in just months. Already in IT? Build your cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions employers nationwide are desperate to fill. Attend classes live online or on campus. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Familia, it's Rich Valdez. Happy to be here with you, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. And we're live and national this evening, this Friday night. And the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Open phones across America, the last two segments of the show. You guys get to weigh in on everything we're talking about, plus whatever you want to bring to the table. It's all good. Looking forward to chatting with you. And before we do that, I want to talk about, you know, we just heard Gavin Newsom before complaining about misinformation. Now we've got Mark Zuckerberg. He's doing damage control. I guess he's no longer under the thumb of the Democrats because their power is dissipating in Washington. So he says, you know what? Now I can tell the truth, or at least change my story. But either way, it's a win for us. He says that he was under pressure and he was on Joe Rogan's podcast saying a lot of stuff. Check this out.
It was during the Biden administration when they were trying to roll out the vaccine program. And now, I'm generally like pretty pro rolling out vaccines. I think on balance, the vaccines are more positive than negative. But I think that while they're trying to push that program, they also tried to censor anyone who is basically arguing against it. And they pushed us super hard to take down things that were honestly were true, right? I mean, they basically pushed us and said, you know, anything that says that vaccines might have side effects, you basically need to take down. And I was just like, well, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that. But you did it, Mark Zuckerberg. You sure did it. And finally, now he's saying he's going to do it a lot less, and he wants to be just like his big brother Elon Musk, and he wants to use community notes, yada, 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 bust out the violins. This guy's a fake phony and fraud if I've ever seen one. But I'm willing to have the conversation with him, give him the benefit of the doubt, because I've never met him. I don't know him from a hole in the wall. But somebody I have met, somebody we've had on this show a number of times, he represents not Big Pharma, not Big Tobacco, but Big Family. Terry Schilling, he's president of the American Principles Project. He's out there doing the right thing for America, and he's with us now. Terry Schilling, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Rich, thanks so much for having me, and thank you for getting the tagline right. I mean, I think you do that better than I do most of the times when I'm doing these pitches, so thank you.
Thanks, brother. So I want you to weigh in on this because, you know, Facebook, Meta, Instagram, whatever else they own, Mark Zuckerberg, he's now saying, look, we're not doing fact-checking anymore. And, you know, voices like mine and so many others were out here for a long time banging the pots and pans saying, look, this fact-checking is nothing more than some sort of institutionalized propaganda to say that, no, don't believe your lying eyes, and here we are. So I'm happy that that's happening, right? I'm happy that people got their Facebook back. I don't know how long that lasts, maybe till the next Democrat administration, but what say you?
Look, I think this is amazing. It really is a totally different world that we're living in. And I say that not just because I had a bunch of kids and still do, and we went through COVID together and they kept masks on my kids in schools and made their lives hell. I say it because Facebook and the other big tech companies were also censoring socially conservative messages. And I'll give you an example that hits home with the big family in APP, and that is in 2020, we spent $8 million helping President Trump, and we were attacking Joe Biden and Gary Peters, who's a senator from Michigan, we're attacking them for wanting to put gender identity into civil rights law and to destroy girls' sports. Well, Facebook got fact-checked. They hired these fact-checking companies like PolitiFact, and that's run by this progressive communist woman named Angie Holland. And they shut our ads down. We had millions of dollars that we were trying to give to Facebook, and PolitiFact and communist editor and quote-unquote fact-checker Angie Holland shut our ads down and wouldn't even let us have a response on it. And it's not like the claims were erroneous. They said they were missing context. And really what they were missing was the Democrats' arguments. Right? They wanted us to run Democrat arguments for them. But I look at this as a very good thing. I believe in, you know, obviously always being skeptical, trust but verify. But I also believe in praising people when they do the right thing. And you know what? It's a new day. Mark Zuckerberg is coming out, and his moves right now are saying that this is what the tech titans and the American business class is seeing. They're seeing that this is an era of Donald Trump, and there's a new conservative resurgence, and we should ride this wave as long as we can.
I'm with that. Folks, again, we're on with Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project. And what do you think this means for, I guess, free speech as we move forward? Because I think it's a new bastion, right? There are a lot of people that I know. I'm on every social media platform that I, you know, for the most part, because, you know, I want to promote the program. I want to be able to reach the listeners of this show and communicate with them in the best manner that I can. So I'm on Truth Social and X or Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And I got to tell you, the hardest part is Instagram and Facebook. It's so hard to reach people. It's so much easier on the other platforms. You don't get censorship. You don't get the constant, like, red flag violations, you know, where they put labels on you saying that you're spreading misinformation just because you're telling what Zuckerberg just called the truth. And I find it remarkable that we're here. I really do. I thought it was over for us. I thought we were headed for Big Brother and this dystopian lifestyle. And we're making America great again. So I'm happy about that. But what do you think all of this means for all of us?
Well, I think it's a returning power back to the American people, right? When Facebook and all the big tech companies and the legacy media, when they were doing the censorship and shutting people's accounts down and shadow banning them, what they were doing was they were taking power away from the American people to access information and access arguments that they might agree with or disagree with, right? And now what we're seeing is with Facebook now going the route of X and Twitter, where they have community notes, now they're empowering the American people. Now we can actually have these debates amongst ourselves. Rich, I mean, I've been involved in politics for quite some time, so have you. We all know that untrue things are going to get said here, but you have to trust the American people. You can't believe in democracy and the ability of people to choose the leader of the free world if you don't even believe that we're good enough at discerning what's true and what's not. Right? If you don't believe that we can discern what's true and good information and what's not, then why should we even be voting in the first place? Right? Isn't that quite a dangerous predicament that we're in?
It makes a lot of sense to me. Terry Schilling, stick with me. I want to come back and get your take on a couple of other items here with this Mark Zuckerberg stuff. Folks, we're coming right back with Terry Schilling. He's the head of the American Principles Project. He's our guest, and we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for the freshest off-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Students, shape the future.
Furnished by Doris Choose.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
The worst single product out there is TikTok. I'm coming to see that TikTok has a devastating impact on people's ability to pay attention. It's the most addictive. It sucks up time, and it's horrible. It's so effective that Meta copied it, you know, with Instagram Reels, and YouTube copied it with YouTube Shorts. So the message for parents would be, I'd say the worst single thing for your kid is TikTok. I don't think anybody should be on TikTok, even adults, but what certainly not kids going through puberty.
Now, that's the effect that TikTok is having, and they're facing a big case in the Supreme Court where the Supreme Court's going to decide whether TikTok poses a threat to national security. And they had oral arguments today, and I want you to listen to this quick exchange between Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Barrett, and Noel Francisco, one of the attorneys representing TikTok.
What happens after January 19th? If you lose this case, can you just spell that out?
At least as I understand it, we go dark. Essentially, the platform shuts down.
You keep saying shut down. The law doesn't say TikTok has to shut down. It says ByteDance has to divest. If ByteDance divested TikTok, we wouldn't be here, right?
So I want to bring this back to Terry Schilling. He's like a lobbyist for America. He represents the big family lobby, and he's the president of the American Principles Project. Terry Schilling, you just heard a little bit of that exchange. Give me your thoughts on what's going on with TikTok and where it's going to go.
Well, I think I agree with – I don't know who was describing the dangers that TikTok poses to our kids and how it's inappropriate, but I completely agree with them. And I agree in general about social media and children. We should be protecting our children from this. It does ruin their lives and it steals their childhood away from them. But I've seen this legislation. They passed it years ago, or maybe about a year and a half ago. I think it's right. I think that, you know, there are a lot of privacy concerns and data concerns about what the CCP has been doing through the TikTok app. They collect keystrokes. They collect your consumer data, your browsing history. I mean, if you have that app on your phone, they have a lot of your information and probably more, much more than you're comfortable with. So these types of companies that are allowed to be on your phone and be as invasive as that, we really should at a bare minimum make sure that they're owned by Americans and not the Chinese communists that want to destroy our country and steal all your money.
And, you know, Terry Schilling, what's interesting, and again, just as an aside here, even the American companies that own these apps, a lot of them come with factory presets when you download the app that you have to go and change, like keeping the mic on. Right, I don't need the mic on for me to use Instagram, but they put it in as a feature in case you want to use the Instagram calling feature. Right, so I know a lot of these apps automatically turn your mic on, and when you're in the app, they can hear you, and it's just a default setting that I think is a problematic setting when you're able to, you know, they could see your GPS, they could see your camera, they could hear your voice. This is pretty compromising, I think, for a lot of people. And many of us don't even realize we're just signing this away every time we download any app, let alone a Chinese-run one like TikTok.
No, that's right. And it's a really poor reflection on the courage of lawmakers and their ability to rein this in with so many people running away from this. Now, thank goodness that they passed this law that forces TikTok, if they're going to operate here, to be owned by Americans, but it's far too late. I mean, think about all of TikTok exploded, I think, around 6 or 7 years ago. And if you think about all of the data that's passed through them that they've gotten to see, I mean, I would be willing to bet that a lot of this stuff compromises America's national security. I mean, how many government employees had the TikTok app installed on their phone? How many Department of Defense employees? How many FBI employees? And it doesn't matter. I'm sure that there are ways to do this even with people that are connected on your network. I'm sure that there are tools. It's very bad, but we need to have these companies reined in and controlled by America. These are corporations, but that doesn't mean that we don't get to pass laws to protect us. Corporations are not supreme in America. The American people are, and we need our government to help secure our rights for us.
Yeah, good point. Now, I want to move on from that, and I want to switch to something more gossip-oriented, because President Trump was sitting next to President Obama at President Carter's funeral yesterday, and these guys looked like two peas in a pod, like they were the best of friends. and it broke the internet. It was all over the place, and Trump spoke about it today, saying, Yeah, it did look very friendly, I must say. Boy, they look like two people that like each other, and we probably do, is the quote that he shared. And I want to know, what do you think these guys were talking about?
I don't know. I mean, it could be anything. I do. Look, I'll tell you this, Rich. Donald Trump has always been a very charming and lovable guy. Right, this is a guy that had one of the top performing and most, you know, biggest audiences and best performing TV shows. He's won awards for it. People like him. I mean, Al Sharpton and the NAACP, they gave him awards. Like, you know, this is a good guy. Everyone liked him until he announced he was a Republican. That really tells you how nasty some of these Democrats are, that they can't, once they find out he's a Republican and gets elected, now they don't want to be his friend. Like, that's nasty. I've got Democrat friends. I'm sure you do, too. They're fewer ever since Donald Trump came on the scene, and they don't really want to hang out. But I think he's an infinitely likable guy. I think what I'm concerned about, though, Rich, is I think that what the Democrats' lesson is and the establishment Republicans' lesson from all this is, they tried the hard way. They tried to beat the crap out of him. They tried to put him in jail and bankrupt him and ruin his reputation, and that all failed. So now I think they're going to try and kiss his tail and butter him up and try and win him over that way. And so I've just been recommending with my friends in Trump world, just be on guard, trust but verify, and don't let them flatter you too much, because they're still your enemy. They still hate you.
Yeah, I hear that. Now, we're 10 days away from Inauguration Day. how do you think this thing goes? A lot of people are talking about, oh, there's going to be disruptions, there's going to be an attack, there's going to be this, there's going to be that. Lots of speculation, lots of innuendo. I tend to feel positive about it. What's your take?
I think that because Donald Trump won the popular vote, there's really not a lot of patience for the same type of attacks we saw from Antifa in 2016 after that election, for the inauguration in January 2017. I just don't think they have as much ire. They can't argue that he didn't get more votes than Kamala. They can't argue that he didn't win, because he did. And the American people are behind him. And so if they can, they can try and do all this stuff, but it's going to really hurt the Democratic Party. And you think about all the dysfunction Democrats have right now in California. I mean, my goodness, their work is cut out for them. They're eating themselves alive out there. They're all turning on each other. And so I think it'll be a peaceful transfer of power on January 20th.
Yeah. And with California, I mean, Gavin Newsom says it's all misinformation. That's really the problem there. Not the his ineptitude. Terry Schilling, I want you to let everybody here know how they can support the cause, how they can keep in touch with you and learn more about what you do at APP.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Rich, and I really do like to get out and meet lots of people. We've seen each other quite a bit, but I'm constantly writing and exposing things online. On Twitter, that's where I'm most active, but my handle across all accounts online is Schilling1776, S-C-H-I-L-L-I-N-G, 1776. And if anyone wants to find out more about American Principles Project, they can go to AmericanPrinciplesProject.org, and you can see our campaign ads that we ran for President Trump, and even make a donation if you feel called to it. But we've got so much money that goes to all these other special interest groups. The American family is the most important institution. I really do believe that. And because of that, we need a powerful fighting force, just like the NRA has for gun owners.
Outstanding. Well, Terry Schilling, I want to thank you for being here, brother. Keep up the great work. Godspeed to you, and maybe I'll bump into you during Inauguration Week. We'll see.
Sounds good, Rich.
You got it, brother. Thanks again. Folks, we're coming right back with the rest of your calls and so much more. 833-482-5337. Plus, I owe you that audio of the fire chief saying, yeah, the mayor failed me. And I think when she says the mayor, she means everybody from the mayor up, including Gavin Newsom. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic tax relief can help protect you from the...
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Have failed us. I don't think she's scapegoating here. I think she's right, because you know what? Nobody can say that the firefighters are not out there fighting the fires. She's saying we pull up to the pump and there's no water. If there's no water in your hydrant, how are you going to fight the fire? Right? This is a big deal. Anyway, that's, again, Los Angeles Fire Department Deputy Chief Christine, I think that's her name, Christine Larson, or is the other one? Kristen Crowley. And she told it like it was. And I'm glad she did. The other one that I just mentioned, Larson, she's the one that said, if I have to carry you out of a burning building. Yeah, let's play that again. Listen to this.
Is she strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
That one is Christine Larson. And she's facing a lot of criticism online because of these comments that she made about, you know, victims of fires and whatnot. And she was speaking as part of a video that aired during a commercial break for a TV show on Fox called 911. It's about firefighter capabilities. And again, you know, you just heard her say it. Am I able to carry your husband out of a fire? He got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out. Bad thing to say, right? Her remarks were captured in a resurfaced clip that's making its way all around the place. Shout out to our friends at End Wokeness on Twitter who put it out there. And this is a big deal, right? She's not saying what the other Kristen said. She's not. The other one is out there fighting fires. She's the head of operations as the assistant chief. And, you know, I'm not here to defend her. I'm just here to call it like it is. This lady's out here saying, if I got to carry out a fire, you know, you get yourself into a jam. That's just not how you talk. Anyway, I don't know. I want to get your thoughts on this because I think this is absolute insanity, what's going on. You got Gavin Newsom saying it's misinformation. These people are here taking all sorts of different, the three different Kristens, or the two Kristens and a Christine, all with a K, by the way, and all proudly celebrating LGBTQ, which I don't think factors into this, but it becomes interesting when it does factor in, right? And the reason it does is because they cut the budget, which I've never met a politician that likes to cut budgets. I can't believe you got a Democrat to cut a budget, but they did. They cut the budget to redirect funds to DEI stuff, to painting LGBTQ fire hydrants and things of that nature. That stuff is what destroyed this great town, or once great town, right? The fact that they couldn't do their jobs because of their wokeness. And hopefully somebody sees that this is like a full circle thing, right? It's very circuitous. This is a thing. You plant those seeds of wokeness, this is what grows. Armageddon. It's absolutely crazy. Anyway, I want to get some of your thoughts on what's going on with Judge Merchan, El Trompito, the wildfire, the poor response to the wildfire, TikTok potentially getting banned, and so much more. The phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to John calling us from San Diego, California. I want to give a shout-out to all of our affiliates in California. And he's streaming the show tonight, richvaldez.com. John, go for it. You're on with Rich Valdez. Welcome.
Hey, I think we need to try and get Coney Barrett impeached for misrepresenting herself, you know, because all the Democrat judges, they do exactly what the Democrats want, but our judges end up being a piece of garbage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call her a piece of garbage, but I get what you're saying. There's a lot of disappointment with Barrett and with Chief Justice Roberts. And I think ultimately what happens here is this is really the reason that I identify as a conservative and have voted for Republicans, because of the big tent, because of that. I don't want us all to think the same all the time. Now, it would have been nice if there would have been some agreement on this particular case, but I'm not going to begrudge them too much, because that's the game I'm in. I'm in the game of differing opinions. And I think, you know what, just make a good defense for yourself. They gave their defense. I read the dissent, and I didn't really buy it. I spent an hour talking about it with somebody from what is today Alvin Bragg's office, the New York County District Attorney's office. He explained that he thinks they did the wrong thing too. So I get it. Ultimately, I guess it comes down to she thinks this isn't the court's job to intervene. It could potentially be viewed like the court putting their thumb on the scales. I don't know that I agree with that, but I will give the benefit of the doubt, saying, all right, if that's what you think. But I'm not totally sold. So with you, I share some disappointment with Justice Barrett and, of course, with Justice Roberts. I pretty much am perpetually disappointed in Justice Roberts, even if he does makes a call that I agree with. I would be like, yeah, all right. Even a broken clock is right twice a day, right? I'm not a fan, right? Am I a fan of Clarence Thomas? You betcha, in the words of Sarah Palin. Am I a fan of Sam Alito? You betcha. Those are solid justices. And Antonin Scalia, God rest his soul, another one. Fantastic. Wish we had more like those guys. But we got to do what we got to do. And in the words of, what's his name? Rumsfeld. Can't go to war with the army you want. You got to go to war with the army you have. And there we are. Unconditional discharge. John in San Diego, thank you, sir. I'm going to take a pause right here. We're coming right back. Your calls and more straight ahead.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Today, you're going to rob that place, and I'm going to do it with you.
And the top goes gangster.
Get your tickets.
It's not about the money. It's about the challenge.
To the best heist movie in years.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. Den of Thieves 2, rated R, now playing only in theaters.
Sponsored by Lionsgate.
We're in crunch time right now. A new administration will be sworn in soon. But as great as that is, that also means our enemies have days left to stir up trouble. That could mean a cyber attack, an invasion, or, God forbid, a nuclear strike. So until the longtime bureaucrats are out of Washington, it's not worth taking any chances. That's why you need an emergency food supply. from My Patriot Supply. Right now, they're offering $100 off their 3-month emergency food kit. It's got 2,000 calories per day for 3 whole months. Plenty to get you through even a prolonged emergency. All their food kits last for up to 25 years in storage. Plus, they come in rugged, weatherproof buckets. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now to order your 3-month emergency food kit. Your safety's worth it. Your security's worth it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to order your 3-month emergency food kit now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew it was
going to
be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what the difference between me and you is? You're going to die.
Don't shoot him! We need him!
Y'all need a pilot?
Flight Risk. Rated R.
Sponsored by Lionsgate. Lionsgate.
Well, thank you so much for having me back on, Rich. I always enjoy talking to you.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, with less than a minute to go on the clock, we go to Boise, Idaho to check in with one of our faves, Paul, KBOI, in the building. Go for it.
Thanks for taking my call, Rich. Yeah, it's
yes, sir.
Proof that there was a miscarriage of jurisprudence in the courtroom with Marshawn wearing the black robe. And when he got up from his chair, his robe got caught on a nail or something and lifted it up a little bit, and there was a pouch. And inside the pouch was a little kangaroo. Just
for the kangaroo court, right? Judge Marshawn is given the black robe, a black eye. Paul in Boise, Idaho, thank you for your call, my brother. Folks, open phones across America coming up straight ahead, the third hour, the final hour, the coveted hour of this program. But if you're not coming back, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Four major wildfires are raging across Los Angeles County. At least 11 people have died, with officials warning that true toll won't be clear until it's safe for investigators to go into neighborhoods. More than 100,000 people are under evacuation orders, with tens of thousands more under warnings. As homeowners in Pacific Palisades return to their neighborhood for the first time, resident Greg Benton looks at the remains of his home.
Well, this is what's left of the home that I grew up in for 31 years. We just had Christmas morning right over here, right in front of that chimney.
Also at townhall.com, as Americans continue to lift up prayers for the hundreds of thousands of California wildfire victims, the newly reelected Speaker of the House says Congress would be wise to also turn to God. On the Salem Media News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says lawmakers would benefit from praying for guidance.
Some people say that's a controversial notion. It's really not. That is the history of our nation. In times of great challenge, our previous generations of leaders, certainly the founders of this country, went to their knees in prayer. They sought God's guidance. They knew that the problems and the challenges were greater than they themselves, and they needed a higher authority, and they needed guidance that makes us one nation under God, and a nation that God has so blessed.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations nationwide this weekend, and also starting at 10 a.m. Eastern later today on the Salem News Channel. A powerful winter storm that dumped heavy snow and glazed roads with ice across much of Texas and Oklahoma has lumbered eastward into the deep south and elsewhere. Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders mobilized the National Guard to help stranded motorists. School was canceled for millions of children across a wide tract of southern states, from Texas to Georgia, and as far east as South Carolina. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Correspondent Hayo Padwami reports on a Delta flight's engine problem.
Four passengers have been injured after a Delta Airlines jet at the Atlanta airport aborted its takeoff for a flight to Minneapolis. A Delta spokesperson said the plane had an engine problem, but officials can't say if the problem had anything to do with the weather. The incident happened while a snowstorm was causing widespread cancellations and delays in Atlanta. The passengers, pilots, and flight attendants aboard evacuated the Boeing 757-300 using inflatable slides and were bused back to a concourse. One of the injured passengers was taken to a hospital, while three were treated at the airport for minor injuries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Stocks dropped on worries that good news on the job market may prove to be bad for Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% yesterday. The Dow dropped 1.6%, and the Nasdaq sank 1.6%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Israel hits Houthi military targets in Yemen, BBC correspondent Jonah Fisher reports.
Israel says it struck the ports of Hodeidah and Ras Issa several times, as well as a power station at Hezyas, on the outskirts of the Yemeni capital Sana'a. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Houthis, a rebel group backed by Iran, were being punished for their repeated attacks on Israel. Since the war in Gaza started in October 2023, the Houthis have regularly fired missiles and drones at Israel. The vast majority of them have been intercepted before reaching their target.
The Department of Homeland Security says about 600,000 Venezuelans and more than 200,000 El Salvadorians already living in the country This country can legally remain another 18 months. Friday's announcement comes barely a week before President-elect Trump takes office with promises of hardline immigration policies. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
That never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to another hour of our program, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And what a discussion on the fate of Donald Trump today. Unconditional discharge. We're going to speak with Amir Benno. At the, well, if you heard that already, you heard it. If you didn't, it's coming up, and it's going to be great. It's a really good conversation on what happened. He used to work in the New York City, New York County Prosecutor's Office, the as an assistant district attorney, and really eye-opening stuff. Of course, things in California still crazy. There's still a whole lot of crazy going on in California. Even Joe Scarborough is weighing in on the failures that have been evident, right? You got Gavin Newsom saying, well, you know, we diverted the dam because of the little fish. Then the water person yesterday, we played that audio of them saying, well, you know, we don't have water pressure in the hydrants because we can't get water into the reservoirs and blah, blah, blah. Now, somebody else today was saying that there wasn't enough power, like electricity, because the electricity went out to get the water into the things. One reservoir that had 117 million gallons of water was empty as a result of these failures. And then you have insurance companies that were bailing out on fire insurance as far back as 4 months ago. I mean, forgive me for putting on my tinfoil hat and saying this is a perfect storm for an absolute disaster. It almost sounds planned. Right? It's kind of like saying, my gosh, things went so bad at the southern border. Can you believe it? Yeah, I believe it. They did it on purpose. Now, the same way I believe that, it's starting to be the same way I'm looking at this. How do you screw things up so badly? These are human beings in their homes. You're not protecting life. You're not protecting property. You're not doing your job. You're protecting a fish over a human. I mean, this is insanity. You got firefighters out there, brave, courageous men. Shout out to them, by the way. Shout out to everybody in law enforcement. It's Law Enforcement Week this week, by the way. Big shout out to them. These brave firemen that are out there putting water in women's handbags that can hold a gallon of water and taking it from their truck to a fire. I saw that yesterday on the social media. Somebody was filming their own TV because they saw it on the news and they couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it either. And I thought, man, I hope this is a deep fake. And then a little while after that, what do I hear? I hear this woman, Janice Quinones. She's the head of the water department. I played this a couple of times yesterday. I'm going to play a little bit for you again here because she comes out and says, yeah, it's true. We ran out of water. Listen to this.
We ran out of water, and the first tank about 4:45 p.m. yesterday. We ran out of water on the second tank about 8:30 p.m., and the third tank about 3 a.m. this morning. Those tanks help with the pressure on the fire hydrants and the hills of Palisades. And because we were pushing so much water in our trunk line, and so much water was being used before it can get to the tanks, we were not able to fill the tanks fast enough. So the consumption of water was faster than we can provide water in our trunk line. So I want to make sure that you understand there's water on the trunk line. It just cannot get up the hill because we cannot fill the tanks fast enough.
This is crazy. I mean, absolute craziness. Now, look, this is not me saying she's wrong, Newsom's wrong. I'm saying there's wrong here for everybody to take a piece. But it's not just them being wrong. I mean, I understand there's a piece of this that I don't want to sound like I'm overlooking, which is they've never seen a fire like this. But I have to agree to the pushback when they say, or if I say, we've never seen a fire like this, they're going to say, of course, because we didn't have water to put it out. Had we had enough water to put it out, Trump is going to say, if you didn't try and save the fish, if you would have cleaned up your dead trees and did good forest management, right? It's like at every level, they made a bad move to the point where you've got the fire chief today saying that, admitting that she was failed by her superiors. This is the Kristen Cowley, the fire chief in Los Angeles. Listen to this one.
Did the city of Los Angeles fail you and your department and our city?
It's my job to stand up as a chief and exactly say justifiably what the fire department needs to operate to meet the demands of the community.
Did they fail you?
That is our job, and I tell you, that's why I'm here. So let's get us what we need so our firefighters can do their jobs.
Did they fail you?
Yes.
Yes, they did. And while she admits it, Gavin Newsom goes on some Zoom call with Joe El Baboso Biden, and he says, no. This is misinformation, and this is what we've got to focus on. This man's a disgrace. Trump was right to call on his resignation, and I think he should be the next Governor Brown that gets recalled. This guy's horrible. They should force him to quit. He should be tarred and feathered in a figurative sense, right? Unbelievable. So anyway, while he's denying it, you know who's admitting it? The Morning Joke. Joe Scarborough coming clean, saying, look, I don't know why there's failures, but listen to this.
We don't know the exact causes for the complete failure of government to be able to protect these homes. I don't think we can say it's a smelt alone. We don't know what it is.
Excuse me, Mr. Smelt, let me explain to you the exact reason for the complete failure of government. Are you ready? Take notes, Joe. It's all your friends at MSNBC. It's the brainwashing that's gone on in this country into people's minds where they think that we're supposed to care more about who's gay, who they sleep with, why they should be sleeping with the opposite, with the same sex instead of the opposite sex, why they should be cutting from budgets that matter to invest money in things that truly don't matter when it comes to life and death. It's your friends in the Democrat Party, sir. That's the reason. They can't sit here and point at all the Republicans that ruined their system of government. They can't sit here and point at all the conservatives that aren't doing their jobs. By and large, most cops, firefighters, these people are very conservative. For the most part. Most of the ones you meet, they're on board with the program. working, they're trying to get a paycheck and a pension. And they do their job, protecting people from fire, from crime. Who's not? I'll tell you who's not. Gavin Newsom. I'll tell you who's not. Karen Bass. These people are the ones. These people are the reason. And these people all happen to be part of the same club. Progressive, left-wing, lunatic Democrats. Go ahead, play the tape.
But I do think it's going to be like Hurricane Katrina. I mean, there's the infrastructure has been slashed. Not, you can't just say it's Karen Bass. You can't just say it's Gavin Newsom. This has been a trend for 30 years.
Yeah.
Infrastructure has been slashed across America. And you do have climate change, so you have wildfires sweeping into urban areas. They're kind of like fighting the last war.
Bull. I'm not buying it. This term wildfire, I'm just not buying it. I get it. It's hot. You got all this dry stuff. I've been to California. When you're landing, you could see it from far away. It's very brown. Very brown. A lot of brown grass.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credits and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them.
I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
The new year is here. Time for change. Start a recession-resistant new career in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, and AI with My Computer Career in just months. Already in IT? Build your cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions employers nationwide are desperate to fill. Attend classes live online or on campus. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
I'm so glad to be on your show, Rich. It's just an amazing broadcast that I hope the rest of America listens to every day.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
My Trekkie friends to get too excited, but the reality is I want to talk about space, I want to talk about NASA, I want to talk about a lot of things, not necessarily Captain Kirk, who I love, by the way, but space is a big deal, right? There's a space force that President Trump created, and I want to talk about that. We got two upcoming launches coming up this month on the 19th or the 16th, I believe, of January, and then again on the 23rd. And there's a lot going on, right? There's a lot going on out of Mission Control, Houston. So I want to tell you a quick story. Why? Well, because I did something a lot of you never have. And I know this because most people haven't done it. I used to work for Governor Chris Christie and once attended the New Jersey Hall of Fame ceremony. Many years ago, 10, 12 years ago, something like that. And in the green room, I met a bunch of really cool people that were nominated or, you know, part of the who's who in the New Jersey Hall of Fame. Michael Douglas, the actor, Mary Higgins Clark, the writer. But amongst them was somebody that had roots in New Jersey, a guy named Dr. Buzz Aldrin. Right? You know him as the second guy to walk on the moon. And we had such a good time. I talked to him for about a half hour. And We shared some stories. I mainly listened to a lot of his very entertaining stories about being the first guy to urinate on the moon, the first guy to take communion on the moon, and really just an amazing story, really cool guy. And tonight I have the pleasure of introducing you to another astronaut, Dr. Charles Camarda. He's an astronaut, a research engineer, inventor, an author, an educator, an internationally recognized expert on thermal protection systems, which I need right about now. I need to protect all the thermal I can because it is cold on the East Coast. And I don't mean to trivialize that. I just don't know what that is. And Dr. Charles Camarda retired from NASA in May of 2019 after 45 years of continuous service as a research engineer and a technical manager at Langley Research Center. It means he was neighbors with the spies over there. And he's done quite a lot in his career. He's the recipient of the NASA Space Flight Medal for his exceptional service. I mean, just quite a lot. If I gave you all the accolades, we'd be here and we'd have no time to actually talk to him. Dr. Camarda, welcome, sir.
How do you do, Rich? Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for joining us. And again, I want to let everybody know you're the author of the book, Mission Out of Control. What a clever title. And there's so much I want to talk to you about, but I want to make sure, you know, we touch all the points that you want to touch on in the time that we have together. So we've got about 4 or 5 minutes. So let's at least in this part of the show. So let's start off with What's the big takeaway with Mission Out of Control?
Mission Out of Control, Rich, is a story of how even amazing organizations like NASA can lose their way and become very toxic, and it results in recurring disasters like Challenger, like Columbia. Mm. And we see this happen not only at places like NASA, but also organizations, great organizations like Boeing. And so the first half of the book really talks about how did NASA go down this path and lose its way from this amazing research culture that it had pre-Apollo and right at the beginning of the Apollo program. And then over the next 40, 50 years, it gradually lost that expertise, that research culture, which is really the research culture embodies a hierarchy of knowledge, right? A knowledge hierarchy where people are committed to learning, to doing research, learning, to having an open and vigorous exchange of ideas in a very psychologically safe environment. And that's how I was raised back when I was a researcher. And we slowly lost that gradually over time to the point when we started running large programs like Apollo and then Space Shuttle, we ran them as if they were businesses. And we developed a production culture driven by schedule and budget. And when we saw anomalies, we did not have the expertise, the right people to pull to understand what those issues were. And it caused accidents.
Now, what do you attribute the main cause of losing our way in NASA to?
Well, it's a couple of things. You know, as the program grew, NASA could no longer do everything in-house, and so we had to oversee what dozens of aerospace contractors were doing, but we weren't able to bring that technology in-house and understand it and conduct research on it and test the failure like we normally do. And so what happened was we became less and less good engineers, and we started becoming what I call sustaining engineers. We were basically looking over the shoulder of people in industry doing the work, developing the hardware without really understanding it and looking at it and analyzing it in different ways. Okay, and so even though when we had, for instance, when we had the Columbia accident, the people that made that decision were using analysis that was totally wrong. It was incorrect, it was inaccurate, and really knowledgeable people would never have used that analysis. But yet the people that had the expertise were at the research centers. Langley, Glenn, and Ames Research Center. We still had good research is there. But the people running the program at Johnson Space Flight Center, Marshall Space Flight Center, never did reach out and get those people on board when they saw these anomalies. And so after the accident, I was training in Russia when the accident happened. I came back and was able to form these teams and solve these problems that NASA was struggling with for over 30 years by bringing the right people on board.
Dr. Camardo, I'm going to put you on pause right there just because we got to hit a break, and we're going to come right back. We'll have a minute or two to finish up on the other side. Folks, we're coming right back with Dr. Charles J. Camardo. He is an astronaut, retired from NASA, and he's terrific. He's the author of the book, Mission Out of Control, and he's coming right back with us. 833-4-VALDEZ. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Made me cry when you said goodbye.
Ev Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. Please join us as we welcome back entertainment legend Pat Boone. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
When you said
now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Sponsored by Coastwater Financial Group.
To celebrate this moment in human history. Because Artemis II is more than a mission to the moon and back. It's more than a mission that has to happen before we send people to the surface of the moon. It is the next step on the journey that gets humanity to Mars.
When we hear those words, we have touchdown. It's our next step to understanding how the moon forms.
And you're listening to a promotional video from NASA, and they do a whole lot of interesting things. We're on with a former NASA astronaut, Dr. Charles Camarda. He's the author of the book Mission Out of Control, and he is our guest. He was explaining to us prior to the break why NASA has gone astray. And he's also involved with the Epic Education Foundation. I want to learn about that and the main premise of the book before we wrap up our time. Dr. Camarda, the floor is yours.
Sure thing. So like we were talking about, the first half of the book talks about how organizations like NASA lose their way culturally. They lose their core ideology. And the second half of the book talks about how do you fix the problem? How do you create a network, a research network of high-performing teams that could rapidly address anomalies when they happen, solve them before they become major issues and catastrophes? Unfortunately, NASA still is still suffering. That's why the Artemis program is suffering right now. And so I'm really hopeful that maybe this next administrator, we are able to change the culture there.
Yeah, I agree. Now, tell us about epiceducationfoundation.org.
Sure. Well, I started a nonprofit for education because after the Columbia accident, I realized that engineers were not at NASA were not solving problems correctly and creatively. So I created the Epic Education Foundation. We teach high school students, university students, and young NASA engineers how to solve very complex problems. And we address them. We look for challenges that are almost impossible to solve. And we teach them how to use creativity, how to form teams, how to rapidly create knowledge and that they need to solve the problems. And those are the same principles I discuss in my book, in the second half of my book, on how we created these teams and solved these problems to get us back up and flying and fly safely.
Dr. Camarda, people who want to get a copy of your book, Mission Out of Control, where do they go? How do they get it?
You can go to Amazon or you can go to missionoutofcontrolbook.com if you want an autographed copy. So either of those two places.
Missionoutofcontrolbook.com. Get the autographed copy. Everybody loves one of those. Or go to Amazon or wherever books are sold. The book is Mission Out of Control. Our guest, Dr. Charles J. Camarda, just an internationally recognized expert on thermal protection systems, astronaut for NASA. It's not every day you get to talk to an astronaut, so that was pretty cool. I want to thank you for being here, sir. I appreciate it. Godspeed to you, and enjoy the rest of the new year.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. Hope to talk to you again soon. And, amigos, we will continue, right? We are going to go to Daytona Beach, Florida, check in with Lester, who's listening on WNDB. I think I got that right. And Lester, what's on your mind?
Yes. I wanted to say that I believe that Judge Juan Marchand is the third assassin. His mission was to put Donald Trump in a dungeon and keep him there until he was dead.
So accessory to murder. Is what you're alleging.
Trial, but it's not a simple trial. He had a mission. He was the third assassin.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I don't think we could prove that, but I get where you're going with it, and I get it. I think ultimately so many people that were involved in the lawfare against President Trump, so many people that were involved in the manipulation of what's that guy's name? I'm forgetting his name right now. The attorney for Clinton that spearheaded these things. I'm drawing a blank. But these people, there's like a special place in a certain place for them, right? I don't want to get too deep here. But these people are just atrocious. They really are. The horrible people that rigged an entire system, multiple systems, bringing lawsuits to change laws unlawfully and, you know, just so much from the 2020 election to these four cases to the lawfare, so much of what's going on. I mean, things we've never seen before at a level we've never seen them. And kudos to El Trompito for, you know, keeping God where he had to keep him and God sparing his life so that he could be here to show them all up. You know, honestly, God won't be mocked. And I'm really happy that he came out on the winning side and that, you know, he lives to tell the story, and he's going to take the oath of office in 10 short days. I can't wait. Lester in Daytona Beach, Florida, thanks for tuning in, brother. Shout out to WNDB. Hope I got those call letters right. We have a lot of new ones, so forgive me if I misplaced any of those letters. But welcome to the family, our late-night national town hall conversation. We are live, so if you want to call, this is your shot. Not going to be doing too many calls in the next hour because we've got a replay of our interview with Amir Benno. Now, Amir Benno was the assistant district attorney in the New York City prosecutor's office. That's the same office that Alvin Bragg is in today. He was there years earlier, but he's going to break down all his thoughts on this sentencing of President Trump with basically no outcome, but yet he's still a convicted felon. How about that? Anyway, I'm going to take a pause right here. We're going to come back to your calls in Delaware, in Canada, New York, California, so much more. I appreciate all the calls. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
If you want me, come and get me!
Barbasol Limited Edition Cans, in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, only in theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You have given us the voice of hope. You give us hope, and we thank you so much for that. You make things seem brighter.
America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, busy news day, amigos. Lots to discuss. It's Rich Valdez, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. And I'm happy to be here with you. We're live. We're national. The phone number is 833-482-5337. Taking calls for the next, 18, 17 minutes. This is it for the week, because after this, we're going to probably spend most of our time talking about the Trump case. Let's go to Linda, Newark, Delaware, W-D-E-L. Linda, go for it. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hi. Hey, before I ask my question,
that I called in for. Just sure. A quick question. Are you going to the inauguration?
I will be in D.C.
Because the Northern Delaware Republicans are chartering a bus to go down there.
Oh, how cool.
And I want to go, but, you know, after thinking about what happened to some people on January 6th that weren't doing anything other than being there to hear Trump speak, I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. And look at the mess they got in. So
you
I'm
know,
a little...
I'll tell you this, Linda, and I'm not giving you advice one way or the other, but I'll tell you this. I told my brother, one of my older brothers, I'm the youngest of a bunch, and...
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wonderful if he could do it on the way in. But most presidents do their pardoning on the way out. In this case, he wouldn't be able to because it's not. And that's why the federal cases were dropped. Because, he could, in effect, turn around with the Jack Smith stuff and do that. But luckily, the Supreme Court weighed in on a lot of that stuff and the other federal courts. And they kind of set the record straight there.
But I thought from what Amir was saying earlier, the reason this is a felony is because it was based on a federal.
They used a federal statute in the New York court, but it's not a federal. How should I say? It's a federal statute that they used as the predicate for the crime. But ultimately, the 34 charges were falsifying business documents in the state of New York, in particular, being charged in New York County or Manhattan. So he wouldn't be able to do it. It was very tricky. I mean, this is what, also, if you're paying attention to what he said, and it's tough to follow this. This is something that's never been done. We've never seen local prosecutors take an alleged or supposed federal offense and use that as the predicate crime to then prosecute at the state level on state offenses that they therefore elevated to a felony. All outside of the statute of limitations when every agency that had the right to prosecute at the federal level decided to pass, including his own agency. and he didn't do it until he was pressured to do so politically. It really, the whole thing was out of control. Linda, very, very good question. Thank you. It was lovely speaking with you. Shout out to everybody listening on WDEL. That's Joe Biden country. I don't know if Joe Biden's your neighbor or not, Linda, but if he is, give him a wink and a nod and tell him, glad you're gone. Folks, we're coming right back. Rest of your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Today, you're going to rob that place. Now I'm going to do it with you.
From the top goes gangster.
Get your tickets.
It's not about the money. It's about the challenge.
To the best heist movie in years.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. Den of Thieves 2, rated R. Now playing only in theaters.
Sponsored by Lionsgate.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
The new year is here. Time for change. Start a recession-resistant new career in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, and AI with My Computer Career in just months. Already in IT? Build your cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions employers nationwide are desperate to fill. Attend classes live online or on campus. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
If you want me, come and get me!
Barbasol Limited Edition Cans, in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, only in theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew it was going to be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what the difference between me and you is? You're going to die.
Don't shoot if we need him!
Y'all need a pilot?
Flight Risk. Rated R.
Sponsored by Lionsgate. Lionsgate.
Rich Valdez, who again will do a fine job, and I know you'll enjoy listening to it.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
What were you talking to Barack Obama about?
It did look very friendly, I must say. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it. How friendly it looked. I saw it on your wonderful network just a little while ago before I came in, and I said, boy, they look like two people that like each other, and we probably do. We have little different philosophies, right? But that we probably do. I don't know, we just got along. But I got along with just about everybody on that. We met backstage, as you know, before we went on, and I thought it was a beautiful service, but we all got along very well, which is good.
They all got along really well. El Trumpito and Barack Obama. I want to know, what do you think they were talking about? And listen, I had a whole thing tonight that I wanted to get into. I'm not going to be able to get into it now, but promise you I will do it on Monday. So get ready for this. I'm going to tease it right now because we just don't have the time for it. But there is a tribe in Vietnam that in order to get married, you're forced to amputate your hands. Not the women, the men. You amputate your hands, like mid, just above the wrist. Absolute insanity, in my opinion, but I want to know what you think about that, but not tonight. Just putting it out there. Right now, I want to know, what do you think El Trumpito and Barack Hussein Obama were talking about? Let's hit the phones. 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Ziggy. Ziggy is in Marseilles, Illinois. WLS in the building. Go for it.
Right on, brother. I've been trying to get hold of you for months, okay?
Well, thank you, sir.
I love what you think, and I think Trump, I voted, I'm 66 years old, for the first time in my life, I voted, and I voted for Trump. I think Trump is going to save our country. I think Barack Obama, and you might want to beat this out.
No, don't say it.
Is a piece of...
A POS, booyah. Piece of work, yeah. I got you. Listen, I don't disagree with you, but I want to know, Ziggy, before we run out of time, what do you think Obama and Trump were talking about at Carter's funeral? They were just laughing it up.
No, I think Trump was trying to feel him out a little bit more. I think Obama was trying to lay some bullcrap on him, and Trump's a very smart man. He's my hero.
He's a brilliant man. Brilliant. Yeah. You know, here, let me just share a thought with you. I have two ideas. One of them is I read in the New York Post, and the writer in the New York Post said that Trump was probably making a joke about Sleepy Joe, and that made Obama chuckle. And, of course, there's a clip of Kamala looking back as Obama's laughing, like, what's he laughing at? And then she sees Trump there, and she puts this face on, very, disgusted face. I like to think in my own fantasy land that he turns to him and he says something like, you know, there's this guy on the radio very late at night, Rich Valdez, and he makes fun of him. He calls him Joe El Baboso Biden, and he calls her Que Mala Eres, and I think that's what makes Obama laugh. And then she gets mad and makes the face when she hears her name. I don't know. The jury's still out on that one. Brother, thank you for the call, Ziggy. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jefferson City, Missouri, KLIK, and check in with our resident historian, Bill. We're short on time, so make it quick. Go for it, sir.
Yes, Jimmy Carter's funeral. I saw some lukewarm performances from President Biden and Kamala, but I also found something really good from the Naval Academy performance by the men and women singing a cappella in the rotunda. And I thought they deserved a round of applause from your
Absolutely.
Audience.
Well, let me be the first one to give them a round of applause. Always a big shout out to all of the men and women in uniform, those that have served in uniform. My brother Bobby, United States Marine Corps, Robert Valdez, I salute him and his memory. It's been a little over a year now that we haven't had him, and I miss him a lot. And a big salute to everybody in law enforcement. Of course, it's National Law Enforcement Week this week. And those firefighters everywhere, including in L.A., keep doing what you're doing. Heroes, all of you. Even the ones I'm making a little fun of because they're all named Kristen. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. Keep it locked right here for more great programming. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Four major wildfires are raging across Los Angeles County. At least 11 people have died thus far, with officials warning the true toll won't be clear until it's safe for investigators to go into neighborhoods. More than 100,000 people are under evacuation orders, with tens of thousands more under warnings. Some California wildfire victims have started damage assessment already.
Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearby was on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news while I was at work.
She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator.
Berg didn't expect to find much.
We just lost our house. Everybody lost their house. My daughter has at least five friends lost their house.
Berg says it will be a long recovery process. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at townhall.com, wintry weather hits the deep south.
Another blast of winter storms is closing schools, canceling flights, and putting millions of residents on alert across parts of the deep south in south central United States. The storm started dumping a mix of sleet and heavy snow in North Texas and Oklahoma, where schools canceled classes for more than a million students. Closures also kept students home in Kansas City and Arkansas. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Donald Trump has been sentenced to no punishment in his historic hush money case, a judgment that lets him return to the White House unencumbered by the threat of a jail term or fine. Appearing by video from his Florida estate, calm but insistent, Trump called the case a weaponization of government and an embarrassment to New York. The president-elect maintained that he did not commit any crime. You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling. Not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire infrared from besthotgrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire demo program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Outgoing FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau must remain independent above the partisan fray and committed to upholding the rule of law. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the report.
Wray spoke Friday at a farewell ceremony at FBI headquarters just days before his expected retirement at the conclusion of the Biden administration following more than 7 years on the job. The remarks steer clear of any direct political references, with no overt mention of President-elect Donald Trump's scathing criticism of him or the turmoil the Bureau has encountered amid a spate of highly charged investigations. Trump last month forced Ray's departure by naming loyalist Kash Patel to the job. Ray was appointed by Trump in 2017 after the then-president fired his predecessor James Comey, returning to Washington to public service following an earlier stint as a senior Justice Department official. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
It's been a tough football season for sports books. FanDuel and its key rival DraftKings have both showed investors that the house can indeed lose, or at least lose more than anticipated. There's more at townhall.com. Thousands of Texans in need are abandoning the state's suicide hotline mid-call every month. John Scott has more.
The call centers are struggling under a $7 million funding deficit and a growing suicide rate. The state's 988 hotline had the nation's fifth highest rate of abandoned calls in August, the latest data available. That comes amid a multi-multi-million-dollar funding deficit that could worsen as federal dollars expire this year. The tightened resources are occurring as the suicide rate in Texas jumped 37% from 2000 to 2022. John Scott reporting.
U.S. hiring picked up unexpectedly last month as employers added 256,000 jobs, another sign of the economy's resilience in the face of high interest rates. The Labor Department reported Friday that job growth was up last month from 212,000 in November. You'll find breaking news and analysis, more stories and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 24 premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
$1 estate just across the, what's it, which bridge? Across the Key Bridge. The Key Bridge and the Chain Bridge. He's in Virginia over by the CIA. That's where our Secretary of State lives. And he's the guy that was with the Biden campaign and got the ball rolling on that information operation that the intelligence community ran against the American people, corrupting the 2020 election that Joe Biden won, you know, with the Communist Party voting CIA director John Brennan, known affectionately around Washington as Penitentiary Face. Penitentiary Face. His mother calls him Penitentiary Face. Hey, when he was a baby in the crib, Oh, look at him. Oh, he grabbed onto the bars of the crib and he tried to get out. Let me out, let me out. And his mother dubbed him Penitentiary Face as a baby. And look at him now. Oh, she knew. Here's the headline of the Los Angeles Times. That's a newspaper of some repute in Los Angeles, California. The headline is, L.A. plans curfew. They're planning a curfew in Los Angeles. National Guard support. They're calling out the military because the Democrats, you know, every time the Democrats are on the loose, really, you need a whole bunch of guys with rifles and uniforms to try to contain them because, you know, this gang might leave Los Angeles and go shell Fort Sumter again. You know how they love shelling Fort Sumter, the Democrats do. So L.A. plans curfew because their miscreants are on the loose committing crimes all over the place. National Guard support to crack down on looting. To crack down, they got to crack. You know, I've been talking about this for a couple of years now. They love the term crackdown. Crackdown. And because they're basically authoritarian. They're not on the side of civilization, really. They're the left. So they're going to call out the National Guard and impose a curfew to crack down on looting in fire-ravaged areas. That's the Los Angeles Times for you. And the areas are fire-ravaged, and now Democrats are looting the place because they're not good people. They're not nice people. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna. Robert Luna. He is, just by the way, the first sheriff of Los Angeles County whose name is Luna, which means moon. So that's kind of interesting. Now, is he LGBTQ? No. Is he a woman of color? No. But he is the first person named Luna. And they've always got to have the first person thing. They do have the first woman to be the fire chief in Los Angeles. She's doing a heck of a job, isn't she? A bang-up job. She should be promoted to national fire chief. If Kamala Harris were becoming president of the United States, then I think that, LGBTQWOC would become the national fire chief because the Democrat Party is very unwell. We're 9 days away from Inauguration Day, 9 days away, and it can't come soon enough. Still time for Joe Biden to step down, though, and make Kamala Harris the president of the United States for about 20 minutes. She might not give up power, though. She's going to call out the National Guard and impose a curfew like they're going to do in L.A. So the L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna announced several measures on Thursday to ramp up security. They love ramping up and beefing up. They like beefing up, too, have you noticed that? To ramp up security in areas that have been evacuated because of devastating fires in the area. More than 20 arrests have been made on suspicion of looting over the last few days. Just suspicion, though. See, every Democrat will say, it's only suspicion. They haven't been tried and convicted by a jury of their peers yet, who may also be looters, by the way, because there are so many Democrats there. Amazing stuff. So the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has officially requested the support of the California National Guard for both fires, Luna said. Doesn't he know there are five fires? There aren't just two fires, but they will be assisting us with traffic control and critical infrastructure protection. Having additional resources, you know, the military, having the National Guard with us, he said, will help send a stronger message. Keep people out of the impacted areas so we don't continuously victimize the people who have already been victimized. See, that's he got too victimized in one sentence. You don't see that very often. That's pretty California, I've got to say. So the sheriff also said that the agency was working to implement a curfew that would run from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. within the specific impacted areas around the two fires. But I think there are five fires. He's only interested in two of them. That's where the rich people live, I assume, because you know how they are in California. Referring to the Palisades, you know, fire in the Pacific Palisades, which used to be beautiful and is now Hiroshima. And I'm not talking about the band. I'm talking about the city, you know, in August of 1945. But that's not important now. So the Pacific Palisades and the Eaton fire, which ignited in Altadena. He said he hoped to have it in place by Thursday night. That was last night. But definitely by Friday evening. If not today, then tomorrow. Soon and for the rest of your lives. Just extraordinary. The looting, and they got 20 looters that they've arrested, which means there have been hundreds of looters because they've captured 20. And one of the things, again, you can watch video all day long out of Southern California, and one thing you'll never see is a firefighter standing there with a hose with water spraying out of it, with the firefighter fighting a fire. Have you seen any video of that? I haven't seen any of that. I just see the, hey, here, look at this. Here's a camera mounted on a rooftop, and you can watch in super fast motion the fire spread across the hilltops. Wow, look at that. That was just in 18 minutes, and isn't that amazing? Thousands of homes and businesses, thousands of buildings have been burned to the ground. Now Democrats are going in and looting because they have normalized looting, haven't they? They made looting fundamental. They've made it normal. They've made rioting and mob street political violence just amazing stuff. There is a California guy named Tyler Winklevoss. Do you remember Tyler Winklevoss? He's one of the Winklevoss brothers. The Winklevoss brothers apparently created Facebook on the campus of the Harvard University, and then Mark Zuckerberg stole it. If you ever saw that movie, what was it called? The Social Network. And these guys, the Winklevoss brothers, they sued Mark Zuckerberg, and they got tens of millions of dollars. But don't worry about them. They took many millions of dollars and put them into Bitcoin, and now they're billionaires. Now they're multi-billionaires. So congratulations to the Winklevosses. And I mean that, actually. They seem perfectly fine. They didn't do anything stupid. But here is Tyler Winklevoss, one of the Winklevoss brothers. And he's got an X account, which used to be called Twitter. And Tyler Winklevoss tweeted, "You and your party have been, you and your party, I'm guessing he's not a hardcore Democrat then. You and your party have been tolerating looting for years." That's 100% true. Tyler Winklevoss is correct about that. "You normalized this behavior and lawlessness. You are a disgrace. Resign now." Resign now. I like the resign now moment. That's a perfectly good one. And he's tweeting this at Gavin Newsom, because Gavin Newsom got on his Twitter account, which is now called X, and Gavin Newsom, who is he's the governor of hair gel. He's the hair gel governor. And Gavin Newsom tweeted, "Looting will not be tolerated." Oh, that's good news. You had to say that out loud. Well, these communities have suffered enough. You think the looters are affected by these communities have suffered enough, you maroon? Honestly, the National Guard deployment will bring our total on-the-ground personnel to 8,000. I'm guessing that's not enough. I'm thinking that's probably not enough. And the thing, but Gavin Newsom is out there, and then Tyler Winklevoss jumped in, and I'm with Tyler Winklevoss on this one, all the way. Remarkable stuff. Resign now. In fact, there is now a petition. A petition has been launched for calling on these people to resign. And that's a good thing, I've got to say. Who used to say that? That's what's her name that they put in prison, you know? Yeah, Martha Stewart, and that's a good thing, right? These people are truly amazing. The Gavin Newsom was out on the street, and a resident with a mask on, terrified resident, a woman, went running up to him, trying to ask him a question, and he pretended he was on the phone with Joe Biden, holding his phone up to his head. And he was lying. He was faking. It's these people. Can I say these people are just unbelievable there? And here's a headline from Pride.com, gay news. L.A.'s lesbian fire chief battles blazes and bigots. She battles blazes and bigots. That's not true, of course. But they just want to play the victim because they love. And have you seen the deputy fire chief in Los Angeles, California? This one is really something. This is, they've gotten completely cartoonish. And I have, there's video. She, I guess. I don't know what the deputy fire chief's pronouns are. But wait till you hear the audio from the video that was posted by the deputy fire chief. Pretty amazing stuff. I was raising the question yesterday. Sure, you're a woman of color and you're, you know, lesbian this and LGB and at least LG and maybe B, I don't know. And I don't think T, but looks kind of T. And it's pretty amazing stuff. And I was asking yesterday, yes, but can you carry a 200-pound man out of a burning house? And wait till you hear the Los Angeles fire official addressing that very question. It's kind of amazing. You'll never believe what I think she says. Just extraordinary, extraordinary things. Yeah, and there is a now Karen Bass wildfires resignation petition signed by thousands. Thousands have jumped in and signed the petition. Fire Karen Bass. Fire Gavin Newsom. These people, California has to, it's time for a sea change. Can I say sea change in this context? Because the way they have mismanaged the state, and this didn't happen overnight. This didn't start when the fires started. And by the way, how did the fires start? Were they arson? Were they illegal alien gang members that the Democrats waved into the country? Is it Tren de Aragua with Molotov cocktails? What is up with that? Nobody's even asking that question. Nobody's looking into it. The wheels have come off the culture. I use the term culture very loosely in California. And there again, what was the line that the Reverend Jeremiah Wright used right after September 11th? They're chickens coming home to roost. And that's his anti-American, Barack Obama's spiritual guidepost and racist. Remarkable stuff. And this is the case for California right now. This took years to screw up California this much.
America's chickens coming home to roost.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Today, you're going to rob that place. Now I'm going to do it with you.
From the top goes gangster.
Get your tickets.
It's not about the money. It's about the challenge.
To the best heist movie in years.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. Den of Thieves 2. Rated R. Now playing only in theaters.
Sponsored by Lionsgate.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Today, you're going to rob that place. Now I'm going to do it with you.
From the top goes gangster.
Get your tickets.
It's not about the money. It's about the challenge.
To the best heist movie in years.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. Den of Thieves 2. Rated R. Now playing only in theaters.
Sponsored by Lionsgate.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles. And college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill. Or go online to CoachToCureMD.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you could protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
So in addition to the Democrats looting, police have apparently arrested at least one person for arson as well, because what would you expect? It's California. Man. Everything we know about armed arson suspect arrested. Yes, sir. It's California. We should build a wall around. When we build the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, we should have it wrap around California, too, to keep them out of the country. No more flights, either. Nothing the patriarchy built. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's see. Let's go to Marco, calling from Springfield, Virginia. Marco, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, they need to rename California to the land of fruits and nuts. But I do want to point out the fact that maybe Cackle and Dopey Joe are going to give those poor people $750 to carry them through this crisis and maybe find them a hotel room, but they can't because the hotel rooms are all full with illegal immigrants. This clown in the White House and his sidekick and the entire staff, and that Karen Bass, I don't know what possesses people to vote for such incompetent morons, but, you know, stupid is as stupid does, as Forrest Gump said. Did you see the quote, by the way, that Dopey Joe made at the briefing, him and Cackla, when they were trying to blame the insurance companies? When they asked him if he had any questions, and he said, yeah, fire away. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah, we have that audio today. It's in our lineup today. You bet. Yeah, fire away. Okay. He's a smooth operator, yeah. Isn't he? He's, you know, he's been in politics for longer than the entire planet has been alive, and he still has no political skills at all. He has no verbal skills. He has no intellectual talents. And the Democrat Party chose him. I guess Barack Obama chose him to be vice president for 8 years and then president of the United States for 4 years. Listen, he got a record number of votes in the history of the country. No presidential candidate, no senator, no governor. Nobody in the history of the United States has gotten as many votes as Joe Biden got when he ran for president. And now Donald Trump got more votes than any Republican ever to run for president. And somehow Joe Biden was able to pull it out, if you will, and win the election with a record number of votes. What do you, you know, honestly, what's the matter with our country, Marco?
Well, geez, I wonder how that happened. fraud, maybe. There's a lot wrong. Is that, you know, when you see people still watching The View, the five of the dumbest people you'll ever see on stage, it's just incredible.
ABC is a
public.
You see, ABC is expanding The View. Now, they're not just 5 days a week. They're going to have a weekend show, too, because ABC News can't get enough of, you know, Happy and Whoopi.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Way.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Democrats see these fires, a lot of them do, as an opportunity to go rob people. And it turns out with the looters, Michael pointed out this morning, that with the looters in California, it's okay if they only loot up to $950. Isn't that true? Wouldn't that hold true of people's houses just as it does with stores? Because in California, you can walk into a store and you can steal up to $950. That's $948, some Democrat number. $950 you can steal from any store. You can walk in and steal luggage, and then walk to the clothing store next door and fill the luggage that you just stole with $950 worth of clothing, kind of like, Sam Brinton, the cross-dressing transgender Department of Energy nuclear waste czar and Democrat extraordinaire in the Biden administration. Remember this guy? He shaved his head, got a goatee, steals women's luggage from the luggage carousels at airports, multiple airports. What was it, Washington, D.C. and Minneapolis and someplace else? three different women's, you know, bags, luggage filled with women's clothing. And in Washington, he stole the woman from that, the luggage from that African woman who is a clothing designer. And then he goes home and he dresses up like an African lady and dances around. And he's just fine. He's, you know, he's in good with the Democrats. Aren't they amazing? Now, what is going on out there is absolutely nuts. And the Democrats, they're, you know, these policies, this was a burning fuse, a ticking time bomb based on elections have consequences and policies lead to consequences, and liberal left-wing Democrats get elected and get promoted in California because, and really just because, they're women of color, like the, you know, like so many cases, the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, who had been a member of the House of Representatives, and she got the job as a member of the House of Representatives because she's WOC. She's a woman of color in the Democrat Party. You know, why did Kamala Harris get the job as vice president of the United States? Why was she picked? Joe Biden said it out loud that he was only going to pick a woman of color. That narrowed it down to like three candidates, and Kamala was one of them, so she got the job. And they're very proud to announce a while back that the fire chief in Los Angeles would be a woman of color, would be a woman, sorry. And LGBTQ, which is the equivalent of being a woman of color, and LGBTQ, really mostly L and G, but that's okay. And then when the wheels come off, if you say anything like, hey, you're a really terrible fire chief, then they call you a bigot, right, and a misogynist, because that's what the left always does, the party of Bill Clinton and slavery. They love to call people funny names. Just amazing. And you may remember, now the Democrats calling out the National Guard in California, you may remember Senator Tom Cotton, a Harvard Law grad, and don't hold that against him in this case, and a U.S. Army combat veteran, decorated combat veteran. And he wrote an op-ed that he wanted published in the New York Times when the Democrats were burning our cities from coast to coast because of St. George Floyd, the career criminal junkie who was assaulting the police and resisting arrest again when he died of cardio failure, and they jailed the police officer. In fact, there was a development in that. Police officers have come forward in Minneapolis and talked about how one of the key witnesses in the trial of Officer Derek Chauvin, one of the key witnesses, a senior police officer, lied under oath to the court about training and about what had happened there. And Derek Chauvin, who was sent to prison by the Democrats, was stabbed 22 times in prison and by a Democrat, and Democrats applauded across the country. But you may remember when they were burning and looting from coast to coast, Seattle and Portland and Chicago and Minneapolis and Kenosha. They brought rioting to Kenosha, Wisconsin, for the love of, and Washington, D.C. and Atlanta and every place else. They were sacking and looting, plundering, burning the city, the country from coast to coast. And Tom Cotton wrote an op-ed saying, maybe we should call out the National Guard to restore order. And the New York Times, the people of the New York Times, first of all, the guy who said, yeah, let's publish it, had to resign in disgrace because they were going to lynch him there and leave him hanging from a street post in Times Square in New York City. Amazing stuff. And they say, oh, these Republicans are such fascists. They want to call it the National Guard. And that's the end of democracy in America. You remember that? Turning the military against our own citizens. What an outrage that would be. And the Democrats were all against it. Now, the Democrats, first of all, we have arson. We don't have any water in the reservoirs. We don't have any water coming out of the fire hydrants. They're blowing up dams. The Democrats are, four dams that they destroyed in California because Native Americans said, I don't like those four dams. And they said, oh, okay, we'll blow them up. And we won't have reservoirs or water, drinking water, showering water. Might explain the aromatic essence of Californians these days. Don't have a lot of water. Amazing stuff. And they're not desalinating water, even though they have the Pacific Ocean right there, the largest body of water on the face of the earth. But never mind that. Also, did you see that they brought in two Canadian airplanes that scoop up water from the Pacific Ocean, and then they're really cool-looking airplanes, and then dump them on fires but a Democrat yesterday flew a drone into the wing of one of the two airplanes that they have that can do this. So that plane is grounded because there's damage. It's been damaged. Just amazing stuff. Wah, wah, wah. Now, let me go to some news from this morning. We're going to get back to Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom because they're so awful, so terrible. They really are. They ought to resign in disgrace immediately, basically. This morning, I was watching the television news for you, and I was watching the Fox News Channel for a while. And Bill Malugin, a reporter that they have, Bill Malugin, on the scene in Pacific Palisades. And he's a news reporter. He's been doing a lot of good reporting from the southern border. And now he's in California. And I guess he's lived there for a long, long time and knows a lot of people and all this. And he's reporting. Yesterday we reported that there were five dead from the fires. And I said, but there will be a lot more because they have to go through all of the houses, thousands and thousands of houses that have burned to the ground, and they're going to find the remains or not of people that were killed in the fire and or fires, multiple. And here's Bill Malugin with the update this morning.
Unfortunately, these updates just keep getting worse. As you just mentioned, LA County now confirming 10 people are dead as a result of these catastrophic wildfires here in SoCal. Two of those deaths happening right here at the Palisades Fire where we are, where there have also been more than 5,000 structures destroyed.
5,000 structures, houses, and businesses destroyed just in Pacific Palisades. Two of the now 10 people dead in this out-of-control fire while the mayor was inexplicably in Ghana in Africa for the inauguration of a guy with a funny name, a guy that she had never met. And she's not going to the Trump inauguration, not because she wouldn't be invited as the mayor of Los Angeles, but because she's a political radical and an extremist. Now, Bill Malugin describing, and the scene around him was truly apocalyptic is the appropriate word that keeps being used. When describing the scene in Southern California, Bill Malugin.
This is Monument Street. Basically, this entire block we're standing on right now has been completely wiped out. We'll pan the camera to the right. Keith will show you. Every single house on this street has been burned completely down to its foundation on both sides of the road. We are talking multi-million dollar homes, every single one of them completely incinerated, nothing left whatsoever.
Nothing left whatsoever, and honestly, the scene is breathtaking. It's almost impossible to believe, yet it is true. And then he described the airplanes. I was just talking about the Canadian airplanes that scoop up salt water, and Democrats, you know, liberals, environmentalists, don't want salt water dumped on there because then the tumbleweeds might not grow back because of the salt in the earth. But you know, don't worry about putting out the fire. What about the cacti? That's the plural of cactus. Bill Malugin.
This firefight is about to get a whole lot more difficult. Take a look at this video. These are the all-important super scoopers that LA County uses. We lease them from Canada. Well, one of them is now grounded because it has damage to its wing after a civilian drone operator crashed their drone into the super scooper yesterday afternoon while it was performing flights out here fighting the Palisades fire.
Well, that's a revolting development. And do they bring in the drone from New Jersey? Whatever happened to that story? You notice that story just poof went away and with no explanation whatsoever. Our government sucks. Our government really sucks. Our government has never been more awful. I almost said inept, but I don't think that's the correct word. I think the correct word is corrupt, and absolutely extraordinary. So the scoop plane. Two of them, now they got one of them.
Now that it is grounded, firefighters lose a very key asset. These planes are able to scoop water up from the Pacific Ocean, 6 tons at a time, dump them on the fire. It is a massive asset for these firefighters. There's only two of them, one of them now grounded because somebody broke federal law, flew a drone, and damaged that aircraft. The FAA now investigating, trying to find out who did that.
As we can depend on the crack boys at the FAA to get to the bottom of the drone operator that crashed a drone into the wing of the super scooper out of Canada. And now they've got one of them. And then Malugin, who has lived there for a long, long time, He's got friends there who are in the middle of all this.
Two of my friends had their homes burned down. One of them was able to come out here and take a look yesterday. Another one of my friends, she hasn't tried to come out here yet, but she got a video showing her her home has been completely destroyed, and I feel sick for her because she just moved into it 2 weeks ago. She just moved all her possessions into it, and she didn't have insurance on it yet, so she lost everything, has nowhere to stay now, and does not have any money for padding for the aftermath of all of this.
He explained later that she's a school teacher, not a millionaire, and she just 2 weeks earlier bought a house, Pacific Palisades, safe neighborhood in Los Angeles, California, and 2 weeks ago she moved in. Everything she owns moved in, and it's been burned to the ground, and because California has made the premiums, the bureaucracy, the state, the Democrats, made insurance almost impossible, she did not yet, she was not able to find affordable homeowner insurance and fire insurance. So she has no insurance. Everything she owns, everything she has, every penny she ever saved into this place, burned to the ground. Bill Malugin.
The symbolism of having the mayor of Los Angeles completely MIA, physically not here, as one of the wealthiest areas in the state is wiped off the map,
right,
is just stunning. And guys, I kid you not, I've covered all sorts of catastrophic wildfires during my career here in the Los Angeles area, including the Woolsey Fire in 2018. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. It looks like Hiroshima. It looks like a bomb went off.
And it does. That is really not an exaggeration. Where he was standing, the hellscape around him did look like a post-war hellscape. It was Hiroshima-like or Hiroshima-like, you know, whichever. Either. Could be either. Could be either. Extraordinary stuff. And the governor and the mayor are a complete joke. And there is a petition now to make Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, resign. You know that Joe Biden actually had her on the short list to be vice president because had to be a woman of color. And, you know, you narrow it down to that because those are qualifications in Democrat Party circles. Genitalia and melanin levels. Your Democrat Party. They're just missing the old days of the plantation and the bullwhip and Jefferson Davis and firing on Fort Sumter, the Democrat Party. We are at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
We all know just because gifts for loved ones can look like flowers, a spa day, or maybe even planning date night. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a bouquet of flowers, this is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-474-5533 or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-474-5533. 1-800-474-5533. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Yeah, good reporting by Bill Malugin out of Southern California. Madness is loose there. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Mike calling from the great state of North Carolina. Just went through a FEMA episode there. Mike, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. As always, you're doing a terrific job. I just wanted to tell you that here on the East Coast, we're trying to restore some of the longleaf pine plantations. And in doing so, we use prescribed burns to clear out the underbrush. It helps stimulate the different species and the environment. And we do it in a way where landowners are trained to actually burn safely and clear out this underbrush. And it also prevents wildfires. We do this, you know, to try and be safe. And very rarely do we have a burn that gets out of control. It might be apples to oranges as to what they have out there, but they need to clear out that underbrush. And even if they did it at a little at a time, it's just insanity why they would not do that. And also, one other quick thing, our threshold in North Carolina, if somebody steals and loots from your property, is a lot lower than it is in California. So other than that, have a great weekend, and thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you, Mike. That's good. And in Florida, too, you know, in Florida, they put out word the last hurricane that ripped through there said looting. I think it was Ron DeSantis, the governor, who came out and said, we're a Second Amendment state, and we don't like looting and looters. And it kind of made it clear that if you're in your home and looters come in, that, you know, when there's a state of societal anarchy, he said Florida's a pro-Second Amendment state. And you could interpret that as you might appropriately interpret that. And that juries would find homeowners not guilty for defending and protecting their own property and their families and themselves. Remarkable times we're in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.